CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
No, I won't resign. Yes, it was proper for the White House to be involved in the dismissals of eight U.S. attorneys, Alberto Gonzalez tells the CBS Early Show.
Of course they would be involved. These are political appointees.
But did politics dictate who was fired?
And the rule of law has been respected here. What we focused on was the performance.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says this controversy could undermine the independence and confidence of federal prosecutors.
You can't have U.S. attorneys with bad morale. They have to know that their immediate bosses at the Justice Department are willing to go to bat for them.
Emails show the firing plan was approved by three White House offices, including the political unit.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Merida, Mexico. As congressional Democrats demand answers on this, the White House promises cooperation, but with limits.
I find it highly unlikely that a member of the White House staff would testify publicly.
Counselor Dan Bartlett pointing to executive privilege. Now, President Bush will likely hear questions on the controversy at a news conference later today. As he wraps up this visit, Mr. Bush is trying to ease frictions over plans for a border fence that is so detested by Mexico.
Our nations share a 2,000-mile border. And that should be a source of unity, not division.
Mr. Bush will head home to renew the search for unity on immigration reform, especially with members of his own party. Live in Merida, Mexico, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Investors are keeping a close eye on Wall Street a day after the Dow plunged more than 200 points. This morning, the signals point to a somewhat lower opening, with S&P futures down about 3 points. Markets overseas have taken a hammering. Live to London now, CBS News reporter Vicky Barker. And Vicky, what's the picture there this morning?
Pretty grisly in Asia, Nick. Stocks in China, India, South Korea, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and the Philippines all lost more than 2% of their value today. Tokyo's Nikkei fell nearly 3%. In Europe, Paris is down nearly 2%. London and Frankfurt, 1.6%. And as you say, everyone's waiting to see what Wall Street does. Nick?
What touched off the latest stampede to the exits? Well, in part, worries over the record number of mortgage foreclosures. CBS News correspondent Peter King has more.
One lender says his industry isn't doing enough to keep clients from getting it over their heads.
And I think the questions that need to be asked are we helping people by putting them into these scenarios? Or are we just delaying, you know, the inevitable because we put them in something they actually don't belong in?
Louis DiPaolo says companies are eager to lend more than you need, but they should be saying,
this is how much you can qualify for. That does not mean that's how much you should borrow.
He says many borrowers just don't have the cash to cover emergencies or changes in circumstance and wind up losing their homes. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, doctors have a new weapon in the fight against breast cancer. The FDA has given the green light to Tycurb, designed to be used with a chemotherapy drug to battle an aggressive form of late-stage breast cancer. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
In the clinical trials, Tycurb doubled the time it took for the breast cancer to progress. And this was so encouraging that they stopped the trial and decided to give the medication to people who were getting placebo.
Researchers warn the cancer burden on the nation's health care system could grow dramatically as the population ages. One projection says that by 2020, the number of cancer patients and survivors will jump by 55%. Prosecutors in Chicago say a homeless woman accused of setting an apartment fire over the weekend that killed four people has told them she lit a dollar bill to warm her cold feet. Assistant State's Attorney Mary Lacey.
She said the fire got too big and that she then left, watched the smoke, and heard the people yelling for help. She's also been charged with setting another fire down the street about 7 hours earlier.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Hundreds of people are expected to turn out today at the state capitol for a rare hearing on a non-binding resolution criticizing President Bush's decision to send more troops to Iraq. Senators have reserved the Capitol's largest meeting room, which holds about 200 people, and another hearing room could be opened if even more show up. A 17-year-old girl is dead, and charges have been filed against another teenage driver after a crash in Lakewood last night involving 6 people and booze. A car and an SUV collided head-on near the intersection of West Alameda Parkway and West Florida Drive.
People were trapped in the sedan and required fire extrication, which took some time. There were 2 people in the sedan who were seriously injured.
Sergeant Ken Fisher with Lakewood Police says vehicular homicide charges were filed against the teenage driver of the SUV. Alcohol was involved. And 2 cross-country skiers are dead, buried in a huge avalanche southeast of Aspen. The victims were among 3 people skiing near Mount Scheimer, an area popular for skiers and snowmobilers. A helicopter and 19 rescuers responded to the incident. The only survivor is the man who called police. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Great start to the day in the city. Nothing major to get in your way. We're collision and stall-free so far. Southbound 25 just seeing the increase across Thornton and North Glen, as is eastbound 270 near I-76. Good speeds for the downtown commute. Just remember that work that is ongoing has 14th shut down between Spear and Delaware. Looks like that project will hang around until May. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warm. Breezy in the afternoon with a high of...
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Federal prosecutor scandal. And the White House's involvement in this, and Karl Rove's involvement in this, and the fact that these federal prosecutors, a lot of them got excellent reviews and still got fired. And that this whole firing was in the making for a lot longer than we've been led to believe by the White House. And even if you're listening this morning and you're one of the occasional conservative listeners, there's a couple of facts you can't dispute. Here's one that's not mentioned much on the media. I'm going to mention it because I've been through this. If you have a federal prosecutor, and for whatever the reason may be, the federal prosecutor resigns, because that's usually what ends up happening. A lot of them don't get fired, but they end up resigning. They decide to go into private practice or do something else. Or they get transferred. What traditionally you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go to the senators in the state where the federal prosecutor was located, and you're supposed to go to them, and it's usually the senior senator or the senator whose party is in power who goes and makes a recommendation on who to appoint to take that job. And then usually what happens is both senators in the state sign off on it, and in some cases the governor of the state signs off on it, and in some cases the mayor of the largest city in the state also chimes in and signs off on it. Now, how do I know this? Well, I know it because none other than Patrick Fitzgerald. Patrick Fitzgerald, who recently prosecuted Scooter Libby, he got that job because the federal prosecutor before him had left. And a senator at that time, who was a Republican by the name of Fitzpatrick, who was an independently wealthy guy, and decided for whatever the reasons were, and I believe the reasons were he thought he couldn't win, he decided not to seek a second term. But he was a sitting senator at that time, and they needed somebody to replace the federal prosecutor that had left. So the White House at that time went to Fitzpatrick and said, "Senator, do you have anybody in mind?" And Senator Fitzpatrick said, "Yes, I do, and it's Patrick Fitzgerald." So then Senator Dick Durbin, you see him on TV a lot now. He is the majority whip in the Senate, I believe. But at that time he was in the minority. He also signed off on Fitzgerald. He also said, "Yeah, okay, I think it would be a good appointment." And then Governor George Ryan also signed off on it and said, "Yeah, I'm all for that." Knowing that there were currents in the wind that indicated whoever the prosecutor that came in was going to investigate George Ryan. And Mayor Daley signed off on it. Even though there were currents in the wind that Daley's office might get investigated. So they then took the nomination and they forwarded it to the White House. And Fitzgerald had the backing of both the state senators, and he got the job. You don't go around the state senators, and you don't ignore Congress. And there was a little-known passage in the Patriot Act that allowed the Justice Department and the White House to go around Congress. That's disappointing because don't these folks read these bills? And I'd really like to ask Senator Salazar about this. All right, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about it throughout the morning and various other subjects. And coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Mark Udall about it. And we've got other guests lined up to talk about it, too. Another scandal unfolding out of the White House. Prosecutor Gate, or Rove Gate.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with the side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Potential house, but those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, morning, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, partly cloudy today, high of 70, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're waiting for Congressman Mark Udall, hopefully, to call us. And we know it's early in the morning, and he's got a tight schedule today, so we appreciate him putting forth the effort. And, you know, it may be that he may get tied up somewhere, and we don't get him. But we're talking about the federal prosecutor situation here and about Alberto Gonzalez yesterday taking blame for this. And now more and more people are coming forward and saying that he ought to resign. John Edwards has said he ought to resign. Hillary Clinton has said he ought to resign. There are people who are questioning this. Senator Chuck Schumer is questioning it. A lot of people are questioning it. And as I said in the beginning, it violates protocol. And there was that little bit in the Patriot Act, which was slipped in there and got by. To me, that right there warrants investigation. And I think you got to ask people the question, ask our elected representatives, senators and members of the House of Representatives. We got to ask them, don't you read these bills? Don't you see what's going on here? And how could you have let that go through? Because it totally usurps the way things have been done. And once again, for the few conservative listeners who may be out there, you can make a case about poor performance, but most of these prosecutors got good reviews. And then the one in Little Rock gets fired, and the job goes to a friend of Karl Rove's. Now, I have to ask you, if this were a Democratic president, if this were Bill Clinton, do you think we'd ever hear the end of it? All right, let's go to Congressman Mark Udall, and Congressman, or I should say next senator from the state of Colorado, thank you for getting up this morning and being on the program.
Hey, it's early out there.
It's early where you are, too, isn't it?
It's early everywhere.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's right.
I got to ask you, because you've always given me a realistic answer. Is there this prosecutor scandal, is there anything that this White House doesn't do that isn't based on some kind of political motive?
It sure appears to be that way, doesn't it, Jay? Particularly this case, and it's what a lot of us have felt over the last 6.5 years. The politics come before the policy formulations, and it turns on its head that old adage, the best of politics follow good policy making. And you only have to look at the war itself, as in the war in Iraq, this scandal, the prosecutors, the Scooter Libby case, just on and on and on. And I think right now there are a lot of Americans that are just waiting for a chance to change the crowd in charge. But we've got a year and a half between now and the election next year.
Is Alberto Gonzalez, in your opinion, because you're there and you hear what's said, do you think he's going to survive this? And if he's going to survive this, then what about accountability?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It sure is building up in ways that nobody would have anticipated. I think the key here, Jay, is to change the rules and regulations and perhaps the laws that surround the hiring of federal attorneys. You know, there was a provision in place that allowed the president to put in place a new federal attorneys without any oversight from the Senate. That's at the core of what's been going on back here, is all the checks and balances have been overturned or ignored or limited by the actions of this administration. But it certainly is building, that is the pressure back here on Gonzalez.
Okay, so if you had to be a gambling man, which I'm not sure that you are, but if we were at Blackhawk or Central City and they were taking wagers, does he survive or doesn't he?
Are you offering to meet me up there in Blackhawk?
Who, me gamble?
I have teenagers. That's gamble enough, right?
And yeah, that's exactly right. Well, listen, life's a gamble these days. But
life's a gamble, yeah.
Do you think he survives?
I would probably guess he survives. He's so close to the president. The president, of course, exhibits loyalty. At times, it's beyond stubbornness. All you have to do is look at Secretary Rumsfeld. But the environment's really changed here. I think that one of the important things that's happened is we're holding oversight hearings across the board. We're demanding much more accountability, and we'll see. In that environment, perhaps the Attorney General steps aside.
How long can members of the president's own party stand behind this behavior? Arlen Specter was outspoken about this yesterday. Even John Cornyn, I believe, was outspoken. But how long can the GOP stand behind this guy's behavior?
that's the $64,000 question. You keep thinking that perhaps a group of the statesmen, the godfathers, are going to go down the street to the White House and say, Mr. President, look, the path in Iraq isn't working. The way you're managing the Justice Department isn't working. We really, it's not enough to fire Don Rumsfeld. It's not enough to ask General Kiley to step aside. There has to be wholesale changes here. You're killing us. You're killing the country. You're killing our political party. This is not sustainable. We've got to have fundamental changes. But we'll see. I don't see any. I don't feel any change in the air right now. But I think the dynamics are very, very negative for the president. Obviously, I'm stating I'm showing a firm grasp of the truth here.
You ever wonder how low this guy can go? I don't mean in his personal conduct. I mean public opinion poll wise. I mean, is there any? Can he go down any farther than he is now?
My sense is he's pretty close to the bottom because there's that core group of people that will support him, whatever comes along and whatever happens. Do you remember, Jay, President Nixon, did he get down into the teens, or was it Jimmy Carter? I think both of them were a little bit lower at one point. But
Nixon's lowest point was at 27% right before he resigned.
Yeah. The rub is that we need an effective president. I mean, I'm, as you know, a loyal and committed and proud Democrat, but at some point you need a president of all the people and of the country, and the longer the president's ineffective because his approval numbers are so low, the more that hurts us, I think, and makes it more difficult to meet all the challenges that face us and take advantage of the opportunities. You and I talk a lot about energy sustainability and new energy technologies, and boy, if we're distracted by all these other things, there's less time and money and interest in promoting a new energy economy, which is what we ought to be spending our time on right now.
Well, that seems to be what's going on. What seems to be going on is that we have these outstanding problems, and every couple of days or every week or so, we're hung up on something else that has gone on here. Because you're right, for the first time now in 6 years, there's oversight. So we're hung up on something else, and we can't get around to tackling these problems head on.
Yeah, that you put your finger on it. I would like to make the case that the Congress has at least begun that process, and interestingly enough, we've been joined by many Republicans who here in the Congress, in the House, who understand this is the business we ought to be conducting. And if the longer we put it off, the more difficulties we have in actually eventually turning the country around.
All right, I know you got a tight schedule today,
sure.
So I want you to plug your website, and I want people to log on there and contribute what you can, because we're going to put this guy in the Senate in 08. So plug your website.
It's simple. Go to my email address, markudall@quest.com, and we can get you all the information you want. I'm getting geared up. Jay, we're going to campaign together if that's allowed, and I'm looking forward to having a chance to make the case that better days are yet to come, and I'm going to appeal to the optimism in Coloradans and Americans. This is still a great country. We just need the leadership to match the greatness of the people here.
Well, I don't care whether it's allowed or not. We're going to do it anyway, and you're going to win because you're the right man for the job. I think you're one of the top legislators in Washington, D.C., and you've always been candid and honest, and I really do appreciate that. I think a lot of you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Likewise. We'll see you soon, Jay. Take care.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay.
There's Congressman Mark Udall, who does. He always tells me what he thinks, and even if sometimes what he thinks I don't totally agree with, that's okay, because most of what he says I do agree with. And he's right about energy independence and all these other things, but how can we get to these when we have these problems going on, when we've got these things unfolding every single day, it seems like, or it seems like every other week we've got this stuff going on where there's some kind of end run or whatever around Congress, and there's some kind of ethical question that keeps being raised. And I'll say it again, because I know we have a few conservatives out there who are listening, that you can't justify going in to a place like Little Rock, Arkansas, and blowing out a federal prosecutor and then giving the job to somebody who's politically connected, which is Karl Rove's friend. Okay? I mean, that's number one. Here's number two. You can't justify having a Republican senator, which is Pete Domenici from New Mexico, or Congresswoman Heather Wilson, from New Mexico, calling up a federal prosecutor and badgering them about prosecution and or looking into sealed indictments. I'm not a lawyer, but I'll guarantee you, any lawyer out there knows you don't do that. You don't do it, and you don't put pressure on people to speed up prosecution. That's not right. It's not the American way. And this whole thing centers around voter fraud. This is the excuse they're using in some cases. Well, we were concerned about voter fraud. But they're only concerned about voter fraud if they suspect that it's going on the Democratic side. They're not concerned about stuff going on the Republican side. Examples? Jay, I hear you make these statements. You're making insupportable statements. How can you back them up? Okay, examples. The New Hampshire GOP White House-connected phone jamming case. That hasn't gone to its full extent. Yet no Republicans question that or asked about it. That's one of them right there. All right, if you're up this early and you want to talk about this, and I'm not sure there's anything to debate here, but we don't always have to debate things. I mean, if you just want to stand back and marvel at the sheer bizarreness and strangeness of all of this and the weirdness of all of it, and maybe I should take bets from you. Maybe I should take predictions from you. Does Alberto Gonzalez survive, or is this a case, once again, where what ends up happening is that the person who's involved in this, being Alberto Gonzalez, and Alberto Gonzalez's deputy, Kyle, I can't remember his last name, he's already resigned. So does Alberto Gonzalez and Karl Rove, the two people who are involved in this, and also Harriet Myers, okay, what happens to them? And who's held accountable? Does anybody wonder about that? Because that's what I wondered last night looking at the story. Okay, who's going to be held responsible for this? Or is this going to be another case where, once again, this kind of stuff happens and people in the administration skate, and somebody's the fall guy or fall woman, and the people who are behind all of this stuff pay no attention to the man behind the curtain because the man behind the curtain survives. Do you think that's what's going to happen? And I have the sneaking, sinking suspicion that that's what's going to happen. And it should bother you because, well, maybe it shouldn't bother you. Maybe it bothers me. Maybe I'm abnormal, but it bothers me. And I got to tell you something else, too. I'm really fed up with it. And you should be, too, regardless of your political orientation. 303-713-7600. We'll take your phone calls coming up, 633. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Really nothing to get in your way. We're enjoying a smooth start to the ride. Usual traffic stack up forming across eastbound 270 Commerce City, I-25 southbound 104th to 84th. Really just no getting away from that if you're hopping onto the freeways on the north side. But the Boulder Turnpike still up to speed even from Federal to Pecos. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. And right now, we have a few clouds, 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Waterside Living has officially made its big splash. Tour 14 Mile Homes and the Lake House.
I have been a vegetarian my whole life.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Some guy offered me $50 to eat a buffalo wing, but I refused. I was like, I'm not putting my morality on the line for your $50.
Her Match.com username is Kumnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
28, or at your local King Supers, or Tickets West. Hurry, because these tickets are not going to last long. Plus, Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell will be there giving away free autographed Rockies hats and other free gifts. So get on out there this Saturday as Rockies gets together and presents this whole ultimate tough man fighting thing that's going to go on at Red and Jerry's, which is drawing a lot of attention around the country. And Rockies Autos draws a lot of attention. They draw a lot of attention because they've got over 600 vehicles on the lot. These are clean, late model vehicles, including 07s. It's just the best place to get the best for your buck. They've got the matching down incentive that goes up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And you can go check out what... You can go see the selection yourself. Go to RockiesAutos.com and see it yourself. Get out there and see the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, my good friends, and all of the gang at Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. See you at Red and Jerry's this Saturday night.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I never saw documents. We never had a discussion about where things stood. What I knew was that there was an ongoing effort that was led by Mr. Sampson, vetted through the Department of Justice to ascertain where we could make improvements in U.S. attorney performances around the country.
All right, there's Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Do you believe him? And if you saw that press conference that he held yesterday, he contradicted himself a bunch of times. He's contradicting the emails that you can go online and see. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Do you buy the idea that he says, well, I can't know everything that's going on in the Justice Department? Oh, really? Like people's jobs? Okay, so if I did something really bad here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, which I do on a normal basis, do you think my boss could go to her boss and say, well, I can't be aware of everything that happens here? How about if you're an employer? Would you accept that response? From somebody who is your subordinate? Well, I'm not, how can I know what's going on? Would you accept that? Do you think the taxpayers ought to accept that? Do you think that works? 303-713-7600. Here's CJ in Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Jay, I just have a question to ask, and I wonder maybe you have an expert you could talk to answer it. At one point, is there such a preponderance of unethical behavior and illegal activity and all that other stuff that, you know, we can say as a society, we don't have confidence in this administration anymore and, you know, get rid of it. They did it to that mayor in California, or that governor in California.
Well, actually,
but
actually that wasn't the same thing. They didn't have a no confidence vote there. That was a case where Governor Davis was. That was a case where they mounted a recall effort and forced an election. And that's in the state constitution, and that's in the mechanics of the state. And that's not, as far as I know, in the mechanics of the federal government. And we also don't have no confidence votes like they have in a parliamentary system of government that you'd have like in England and in a lot of other countries. We don't have that. The only thing that we have, the only thing we can do, is put pressure on our elected senators and representatives and tell them that Alberto Gonzalez's explanation just isn't good enough and that this whole thing stinks and that we don't want the Justice Department, because the Justice Department is supposed to be politically neutral, and the Attorney General is not supposed to be the President's lawyer. The President has a White House counsel. The Attorney General is supposed to be neutral. Now, does that mean in the past that they have been? No, that they're not. But this is the most overt case of political influence, at least that I can remember, and I think probably in the history of the country. So that's all you can do.
Well, I guess I'm not just talking about this. I mean, we can go back to Katrina. We can go. There's just so many things that, you know, now we're going to focus on the Justice Department. Well, have we focused on the Clean Air Act that made our air dirtier? Have we focused on Halliburton and their tie? I mean,
Congress is moving in that direction, and they're, as Congressman Udall said, they're starting to have oversight hearings now, which is why a lot of this stuff's coming out. And speaking of Katrina, now there's a story out this morning that the feds, the federal government, put pumps that are ineffective in the reconstruction of the levees.
Wonderful.
So there's all you can do. Here's all you can do. When you get to work today, you got 10 or 20 minutes or whatever the case may be, you got to write your senators and congressmen. That's all you can do.
Well, here's another thing. I work at a prison. So I see the results of the, you know, the crackdown on crime of these onesie-twosie people while I'm looking at the news and these bigwigs get off. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's always gone on in this society. It's worse now than it has been. And speaking of crime, this government, the president's budget, and it has over the last 4 or 5 years that I know of, has cut back dramatically on funding to law enforcement in local communities, and crime statistics. Crime is on the rise across this country.
And they expect harsher sentencing, but they're cutting back on what the prisons are getting. So what do you do?
goes back to what I said before. You do three things. Well, actually, you do two things. You write your representatives, and you work like hell to change things in 08. That's the only choice you have. We've got to get a change of leadership and management.
Yep, I agree. Thanks for keeping the information out there, Jay.
You got it, CJ. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, you were just saying that he's saying, oh, I can't know what's going on in the whole Justice Department. Well, that to me sounds a whole lot like what Kenneth Lay was saying, when I can't know what's going on in Enron.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's one of the explanations he gave. He said, well, how am I supposed to know what Skilling and the rest of these folks were doing when you know damn well he knew what was going on?
Well, here's an idea. That's your job. Your job's to know what's going on in your company or in your department. That's a ridiculous explanation on his part.
Well, this whole thing was laid out 2 years ago, and there are emails that indicate that there was traffic between the White House and the Justice Department. And what's happened here is that Alberto Gonzalez's, the guy underneath him, it's Kyle something, he said his last name in this last audio clip that we played, he's resigned and stepped down. But Gonzalez himself, unless Congress goes after him, he's going to skate. And even though he got up yesterday and said, well, I bear the responsibility for what's happened, if you go back and listen to that news conference, you probably can find it on, you know, MSNBC, CNN. Kyle Sampson's the guy's name. If you go back and look at that stuff, if you go back and listen to what he said yesterday, and then go read the emails, and the emails are out there, they're all over the internet, and you read them, he's standing up there yesterday contradicting what he said and what was said by his department in emails. So he's not telling the truth.
No, that to me reeks of being a politician. If he was a man, he would stand up and say, you know what? Yeah, I did it. Yeah, we did this. Yeah, it was wrong. I apologize. You know, whatever punishment you seem to find fit, dish it out. I have no problem with it. But when they sit there and, I didn't know, and you, like you said, you have a clear paper trail of emails and all that, it's, you know, give the guy the boot.
All right. So, do you believe that Gonzalez should? Because you're conservative, and you're one of my prominent conservative callers, and you and I have had words. But do you believe that Gonzalez should resign?
I haven't had a chance to look at the stuff, but if it's indeed what you say, and there's a clear paper trail that he knew what was going on, and that it was intentionally politically motivated, then yeah.
Well, there is a paper trail out there, and you can go find it. And I think one of the sites that might have it is Smoking Gun, but there's a bunch of other ones that have got it too.
Then absolutely, you should resign, or they should fire him. One of the two.
But you know that's not going
to. Your boss would do the same thing to you, right? If you were out there doing stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I've been fired before for stuff, but you don't think. But you know what? See, here's the problem, Mark. This is one of the reasons why people are turned off by the administration. Despite what people in the media have to say, like Andrea Mitchell claiming a couple of days ago that the majority of the country is in favor of pardoning Scooter Libby, there's a CNN Gallup poll out this morning that indicates that somewhere like 68 or 69% are against the idea. But the reason I think people are fed up, and I'm talking about independents and moderate Republicans and you know Democrats, is because there's no accountability. Bush will stick with this guy regardless of what happens.
Oh, yeah. I don't disagree with that. I've told you I'm fed up with this administration on many accounts.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, don't you find that to be alienating?
Yeah, politicians are there to do our bidding, and they're accountable to us, and when they think that they're better than us and don't have to answer to us, then I got a real problem with them. And that's exactly why I didn't vote for, I don't remember who the Republican governor candidate was.
Oh, Bob O'Brien.
I voted independent because I didn't like either candidate. And, you know, if they're not accountable, then they're not getting my vote. I'm not going to deal with them.
All right, fair enough, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, see ya. Bye. 303-713-7600. Also, John Kerry has come forward and has also called for Alberto Gonzalez's resignation. And Hillary Clinton has said that Bush needs to be very forthcoming on this, and that also Karl Rove, White House advisor Karl Rove, owes Congress and the country an explanation in the affair. And the guy I've been talking about who resigned was Kyle Sampson, who is Gonzalez's chief of staff. He's the guy who had discussed the possible firings of U.S. attorneys in 2005 with White House counsel Harry Myers. Now, are you going to tell me that the White House, you're going to tell me Karl Rove, you're going to tell me that Gonzalez stands up there and says he can't know about everything? You're going to tell me he didn't know about any of this? I mean, all we have to do is call on our own life experience and our own work experience to tell us that our direct managers in life, something as big as this, they would know. Don't you think? I think so. 6:49, Gina, and traffic.
Thanks, Jay. It's an average start to the morning, except for the normal delays kicking in southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Same for the southbound lanes getting into downtown. Really no surprises for this time of the commute. We're still collision-free around the metro area, and still no delays on 225 across Aurora or at the Tech Center. No worries right now either for I-70, and C-470 still looks good on the south side. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm, with some breezes moving in by afternoon, high of 70. Currently, a little overcast, 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
What's at stake when you play a game? If you or someone you know has a preoccupation with gambling, is gambling to escape, or...
I like orangutans and dogs, of course. No cats.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
I like guacamole. I guess really any condiment, since I don't even need the food, I just need the condiment.
Her Match.com username is NYC Ginger Girl, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
Hi, 70, J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Scott Lilly from the Center for American Progress. We've talked to him before about this attorney's situation, and we'll talk to him again about the federal prosecutor's situation. Let's go to Tony in Denver. Tony, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to kind of make a general contribution here. I'm a lifetime Republican that has disaffiliated myself with the party because of what they've been doing for the last 6 years. I think this Alberto Gonzalez deal is just systemic to what they've done since day one. And I think I listen to your show, and sometimes you drive me nuts because you're so far to the left, and other times I have to agree with you wholeheartedly. But I think what I really am looking at right now is, from the very beginning, from the Patriot Act and the secret courts and the loading the courts with cronies and on and on and on, if we're going to end this fiasco, we've got to cut the head off the snake. Why the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi refuse to consider impeachment is beyond my understanding or rationale. I'm real disappointed with both parties because by not attacking the head of the snake, we're allowing this to continue piecemeal, one thing at a time, just like you mentioned, one every day there's a new issue, every week there's a new distraction. These people are masters at using deception and manipulation to distract us away from the critical points that are occurring. And for some reason, we all keep buying into this, and they are going to take us right down the tubes into a third world nation status.
I understand your disappointment, because I get disappointed at times, too. One of the reasons why they don't pursue impeachment is the same reason that you see these stories popping up about anti-war protesters giving, like, Congressman David Obie grief, or giving Nancy Pelosi grief, or giving other members of Congress grief. What they don't understand, and what is very, very hard to take, it's hard to take for all of us, but it's a truism that they don't have the votes to pull that off. They lack the votes. They've got the House, but they don't have the Senate by a wide enough margin to be able to pull that off. And what will end up happening is, if they were to try that, well, what happened is you'd get guys like Mitch McConnell, you'd get other big-name Republicans who would stand up and would say, no, we're going to block it, and you can't do it, and we're going to stop it. And then on our side, you'd get people like Joseph Lieberman who would walk across the aisle. And so that's what stops all of this from happening. That's what stops all the accountability from going on, because under our system of government, they can't muster the votes.
Well, I understand that to some point, but look back in history, look at Nixon, look at Clinton, what they were impeached for or were forced to resign over. Only superficial compared to what's been going on for the last 4 or 5 years. And we're talking about one or two actions on their part, whereas with this administration, from Bush to Cheney to Rove to Wolfowitz, all the way through the entire group, it's been action after action after action, completely in contradiction to the entire moral and legal principles that have made the country that I am willing to fight for. But yet, we don't seem to be able to come to any kind of consensus to end this nonsense.
Well, because once again, I agree with you, but if you go back and look at Richard Nixon, for instance, if you want to take that case, and you go look at Watergate, one of the things that brought him down, one of the things that forced him to resign, was there were Republicans who went to the White House, biggest name in that group was Barry Goldwater, and sat down and said to him, for the sake of the country and for the sake of your political party, the GOP, you're going to have to leave. Otherwise, this is going to go to a trial, and it's going to destroy our chances in the future of any electability. And so Richard Nixon realized that he had to leave. You don't have any Republicans at this point who are willing to go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and say to the guy, look, you got to clean it up. They're not doing that. Now, will they do it in the months to come? Tony, I don't know. But I'll tell you something. If you don't like the direction of the Republican Party, just like you don't like the direction of the Democratic Party, the thing to do is don't sit on the sidelines, get involved, and try to change it. And I really appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call again.
Yep, thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, we'll continue with Scott Lilly. We'll talk a little bit more about Gonzalesgate.
Jay Marvin on AM 760.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
News. I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. After pushing out eight federal prosecutors, the Bush administration pushes back at critics. The White House will fight efforts to force political advisor Karl Rove or others involved to testify before Congress. And Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez won't quit. He tells the CBS Early Show the White House properly relays complaints about U.S. attorneys.
Those complaints would be considered in our evaluation, in our recommendation as to where changes should be made.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says prosecutors can't be worrying about politics.
And that's the concern here, that there's an environment that may have been set up that would lead to that.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. Now here's Frank Settapani.
New Pentagon figures show a big drop in discharges of openly gay service members. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, what's going on?
Don't ask, don't tell seems to mean different things in times of war, Frank. Washington Post detailing a sharp decline in the number of gays discharged from the military. Continues a significant decline ever since the war in Iraq began. Critics say the latest Pentagon numbers do show the military retains homosexuals in time of war because it needs them. Defense Department not responding to that. The data does show the number of gays discharged in 2006, fewer than half the number discharged in 2001.
Students are going back to class in Enterprise, Alabama for the first time since a March 1st tornado leveled the city's high school and killed eight students. One teacher says it's not going to be an easy day.
There'll be some desks empty. And that's going to be hard.
The president's Latin American trip is winding down. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer with the president in Mexico.
Right, Frank. President Bush heading into a final round of meetings this morning before a news conference with Mexican President Calderon about 3 hours from now. There's talk of a stepped-up anti-drug effort.
People provide drugs because there is a demand for drugs. And the United States must do a better job of reducing the demand for drugs.
But officials say there is no new plan to cut that demand. Mexico, the major supplier of heroin and the largest foreign source of marijuana and meth, shipped to the U.S. Almost all South American cocaine entering the U.S. passes through here. Live in Merida, Mexico, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
If you get cancer, will you be able to find a cancer specialist? A study led by Dr. Michael Goldstein projects a shortage of oncologists in less than 15 years.
We graduate about 500 medical oncologists per year. The number of training slots and the funding are limited, and it's very difficult to increase that number.
Number of cancer patients is expected to increase by more than 50% by 2020. Who's responsible for the increase in mortgage loan defaults blamed for Wall Street's latest sinking spell? Bankrate.com's Greg McBride faults reckless lenders.
They were approving borrowers without looking at their income, without regard to their debts relative to their monthly income, things like that. Those are really the ABCs of lending, and those borrowers and those lenders are now paying the price.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Wouldn't it feel great if just once someone said to you, hey, you know what I noticed? You're a really good driver. But no one does. They take your impressive skills for granted. Well, Progressive will tell you. They're willing to say, yes, you are a good driver, and we're giving you a special rate, a special lower rate. You could save over $400 when you switch just for being a good driver.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our design print and ship depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at officedepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot!
This news sponsorship is brought to you by eBay.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Hundreds of people are expected to turn out for a rare hearing on a non-binding resolution criticizing President Bush's decision to send more troops to Iraq. Senators have reserved the Capitol's largest meeting room, which holds about 200 people. Another hearing room could be opened if even more show up. Resolutions and letters to Congress are being considered in 28 other states as part of an organized effort to put pressure on Congress and Bush to change course on the war. Critics of the resolution say it's demoralizing to troops and a political circus being conducted by Democrats who hold majorities in both chambers. An Aurora County detentions worker could soon be calling her place of employment home. 23-year-old Nicole Beal first accused of exchanging emails and phone calls with a male inmate. She could face up to 12 months in prison. And supermarkets will be able to offer deeper gas discounts to their customers under a bill given initial approval in the state Senate. Last year, two independent gas dealers in Montrose challenged King Super's 10-cent promotion in federal court. A jury determined the promotion violated Colorado law, which prohibits selling fuel below cost. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. No delays for you right now getting into work or school. I still have no wrecks, major issues for the highway, so just enjoy. Eastbound lanes of 270, the Boulder Turnpike, seeing heavier conditions in the usual hot spots. Southbound 25 stacked up now on either side of I-70 if you're making your way toward downtown, but nothing out of the ordinary. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather today partly cloudy and warm, breezy in the afternoon. Afternoon with a high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy and 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you think winter is over, you haven't been to A-Basin. The snow is great and the skiing and riding couldn't be better. Spring is coming. That means...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
After 7 a.m. 760 at Progressive Talk, we got another really, really, really nice day on tap. And I hope that you can get out and enjoy some of it, because I certainly got out yesterday and definitely got out there and really enjoyed the sunshine. All right, we've been talking about, and we're going to continue to talk about off and on all morning this morning, latest a scandal that's unfolded out of the White House and now out of the Justice Department, and that is this whole thing with Alberto Gonzalez and the federal prosecutors. On the line with me is Scott Lilly. He is with the Center for American Progress, and he knows all about this kind of stuff. He joined the center in March 2004 after 31 years of service with the United States Congress. He served as clerk and staff director of the House Appropriations Committee, minority staff director of that committee, executive director of the House Democratic Study Group, executive director of the Joint Economic Committee, and chief of staff in the office of Congressman David Obey. And Scott, welcome back to the program. Good to have you on.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Okay, last time you were on here, we talked about this scandal, but it was just starting to emerge. Now it's moved into a full-blown situation here. We've seen the emails. We saw Alberto Gonzalez's performance yesterday, in which all anybody has to do is go read the emails. He clearly contradicted himself, and you've got people now like John Kerry, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and others, John Edwards and others, calling for Alberto Gonzalez to resign. What's your take on this?
Well, I think he's very weak. And, having John Kerry and Hillary Clinton suggest he should resign is one thing, but some of the extremely conservative members of Congress who in fact, were involved in urging some of these U.S. attorneys to leave are now saying that Gonzalez should leave. And that includes even this Daryl Issa from Southern California, who was the biggest opponent of Carol Lam and as a U.S. attorney there. So I think he's in very, very hot water, and I wouldn't expect to see him around for a long time.
You really think that George W. Bush would cut somebody that close to him, who he's known all the way back to Texas? You think he'd cut him loose?
Well, I think the president's, you know, he's become very embattled on a lot of fronts. Iraq continues to deteriorate. He's got the problems with Walter Reed. He's got all kinds of contract scandals hitting him. And he's got to do something to straighten this out. This isn't going to go away. The Washington Post today has about six stories on this one issue. So, you know, he's got to find some way to do damage control. And I think letting Gonzalez loose is a lot easier than letting Karl Rove go up and testify on the Hill on what his involvement was.
You don't think that he can simply do what he's done in the past, which is basically pull his head in like a turtle and ignore Congress?
He's the ultimate stonewaller. There's no question about it. And I don't say lightly that I think Gonzalez is in trouble, but I don't think Bush has ever been in this much trouble. Tom Davis, who's the ranking Republican on the Government Reform Committee, which is the principal oversight committee, said today in the paper that Bush has got to recognize that having a Democratic Congress is a whole new deal, and he's got to handle it quite differently than he has. And I think that's right.
What do you think goes through these people's minds? You've been around Capitol Hill for a long, long time. I mean, 31 years is a long time. Didn't they ever think that in any way, shape, or form that they would get caught?
Well, you know, one of the things interesting about the emails is that they were thinking about it. Sampson, who was Gonzalez's assistant, says what are we going to do to withstand the political upheaval that might result?
Yeah, the political pressure. I saw that in the emails.
And then one of the most interesting things in all of the paper that was sent to the Hill yesterday was a discussion about Carol Lam, the U.S. attorney in San Diego, and he asked, has anybody admonished her for not doing more immigration cases? Which is to say that they'd made the decision to fire her, and the excuse was going to be immigration, but they wanted to make sure that at some point that they had raised that issue with her so that they'd have cover for using that as the excuse. So it's pretty blatant.
And they were after her, of course, because of the Duke Cunningham situation.
Well, that's right, the Duke Cunningham situation. And
also Jerry Lewis, too, right?
Well, Jerry Lewis is in the L.A. U.S. Attorney's Office, so that's
okay.
A different case. But this Cunningham, the principal briber of Cunningham, a guy named Mitchell Wade, was started a company that got its first contract in 2002, and that contract was from the White House. In 3 years, it became one of the 100 largest government contractors in the country, $66 million a year. So, you know, there's certainly every indication that that a U.S. attorney may have started asking questions that got too close to the White House. We don't know what she was doing, but you've got to be concerned that the replacement of U.S. attorneys is being used to cover criminal wrongdoing as well as to settle political scores.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Scott Lilly with us from the Center for American Progress. When you're talking about settling political scores, if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative or a neocon, how are you going to defend this? I'm pretty interested in how the right-wing media, and particularly talk radio. Okay, how are these guys going to spin this? How are you going to get out from underneath this if you're Brit Hume on Fox?
Well, you know, I think the definition of conservative has evolved pretty dramatically in the last 2 years. But you know, there has been a significant politicization of government under this administration. The conservatives I knew when I was younger were people that abhorred the politicization of government. That was one reason they weren't comfortable with government. But Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, has done campaign events. That's something no previous Secretary of State has done. And it's clear that there were expectations about, on these U.S. attorneys to do things to meet political ends. That, you know, that just flies directly against the four words on the front of the Supreme Court building that say equal justice under law. I consider that as a positive core conservative value, but it's certainly something that they've lost track of.
So how do they get on now and try to deflect this? Either, I guess they, I mean, how are they going to spin this other than not talk about it?
Well, I'm, you know, my guess is they're going to try to come up with some other issue that they can talk about and try to crowd this off the front pages. But I think it's going to be hard to do. My guess is that they're going to try to get rid of Gonzales and then try to not answer a lot of the compelling questions, including how do you protect the integrity of these ongoing investigations in Nevada and Arizona and California. I think that's the question they probably want least to answer. So they're going to have to come up with something that that changes the topic and gets them off of this, so it's not dominating news coverage all over the country.
What about Karl Rove? Now, we had a top-of-the-hour news report here from CBS that says that the White House is going to, and Karl Rove, they're going to resist having to go to Capitol Hill.
Sure.
So now, what's going to happen now? Are we going to get into a tug-of-war of whether he shows up or I mean, how are they going to protect him?
Well, you know, the Libby trial made it very clear that they'll do almost anything to protect him. But it's going to be increasingly embarrassing for the White House, I think, to try to explain why he was involved in this and yet shouldn't go before the public and make an explanation of why he was involved.
Because how are they going to excite? They can't cite. Well, I guess they could. I don't know how it would hold up. But how are you going to excite? How are you going to claim executive privilege? I don't get how that would work. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't see how that would work.
Well, they just anything that involves the White House advising the president is executive privilege. They'll try to argue this is, but in fact, this involves him giving directions to agencies and talking about policy matters that I think the Congress has a right to understand and get information on. Essentially, the president can assert executive privilege anytime he wants and on any subject, but the question is how upset are the American people and the Republicans in Congress going to get about that?
Well, see, here's my next and final question. From what you heard, from what you know, from what you've been through, how politically damaging is this on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, it's emerging, so it's gonna take a while to find that out, and we don't know. There's clearly a lot of information that we don't yet know, but I think this is a 6 or a 7, and it's growing. So, how far up it goes, we'll just have to wait and see.
Swallow the presidency up? Consume it?
Well, you know, one of the things that's important to remember about this is all of the other things that he's having to deal with, including Iraq and Walter Reed and contracting and just a whole score of issues where he's lost the confidence not just of the public, but a lot of people who are stalwarts in his own party. So I think I think his ability to continue to lead even as a caretaker president is becoming more and more worrisome.
All right, one last question, and I call on your agent experience on this, and this is the last question I'll ask you because I know you're short on time. But I was thinking about this last night. Do you think Alberto Gonzalez is better, worse, or the same as John Mitchell?
Boy, I don't know. I thought you were going to say as John Ashcroft, and I said,
"Well, we
may be an improvement."
Yeah. Well, Ashcroft was pretty bad, but the most notorious attorney general I can think, well, the names that I can think of that date back to this country's real last scandal, if you don't want to go through the whole Clinton thing, would be John Mitchell and Richard Kleindienst.
Yeah.
So, where in your mind does Alberto Gonzalez stand in that lineup?
Well, I'm afraid he's getting close to ranking up there with some of these notably out of line attorney generals, and I think there's just there was a statement in the Post this morning saying that he said he was accountable, but he wasn't aware of anything that happened, and I think it's hard to say that a guy should be able to retain his job if you base your decision just simply on his own words. No board of directors wants a CEO that says, "Well, I'm accountable, but I didn't know about any of these major things that were going on within my area of responsibility." I think that's a very weak defense.
Yeah, you know what? And I don't totally buy it. Scott Lilly from the Center for American Progress. Scott, as always, thanks for getting up. Thanks for being on the program. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, there's Scott Lilly, and he knows what he's talking about because he's been around. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can email us or instant message us at am760.net. And we'll take a little time out from Gonzalez Gate here to do a little traffic. And then we're going to do something else around the corner. But we'll continue to talk about this because our buddy Rich Masters, Democratic strategist, will be with us after 9 o'clock, and we'll assess the political damage of this.
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get it for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer.
All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
It's Tom Hartman.
The next Tom Hartman program, conservative Chris Edwards and I will shake it up on the topic of should Democrats raise taxes or will they? Mike Farrell is here on his new book, Call Me Mike, A Journey to Actor and Activist. In Everything You Know Is Wrong segment, I'll be looking at the China fantasy, how our leaders explain away Chinese repression. That and more and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Choo, Mrs. Robinson. And Bancroft. Right? I think. Did she get an Academy Award for that? 725, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy. High today, 70. Another nice day out along the Front Range, and it's good to have you along. We'll get back to the Alberto Gonzalez situation, but I want to bring this story up. And I probably could be reading too much into this. Maybe I'm not. But I started badgering John Turk about this at a little after 5. And I also don't know how to be... I mean, if I'm candidly honest about this, people are going to get a little upset. But I got a question about this whole thing that went down with this school teacher and this teenager, this young man, at the school in Brighton. Now, this has been much on the news, and these things seem to be happening all the time, which I don't get what's happening there. I mean, I don't know if this stuff always went on but never got reported, or if it's something that just has been going on for the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years maybe longer than that. And I think that most of us can remember Mary Kay Letourneau, so that would be probably the first one that most of us remember. I'm sure there were other ones other than that. Anyway, I was reading this little article here in the Rocky Mountain News, and something struck me, and I want to see if it struck you too. And I want to see if you think I'm off base or if you would question this as well. Let me quote a little bit from the article by Chris Barge in the Rocky Mountain News. The mother of a boy who had a romantic relationship with his teacher on national television Tuesday and blamed the Brighton school's then top administrator for trying to cover up the situation when it came to light. But at other points in the 7-minute interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, The mother and her son conceded that he and the teacher had initially lied about their relationship, and the boy's parents helped keep it quiet. We were honoring Tommy's wishes at first, said Cherie Clay. We didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher. Police allege that Tommy Clay and the teacher, Carrie McCandless, did everything except have sex in the fall during an overnight class field trip to Estes Park that she chaperoned. And McCandless faces felony charges of sexual assault on a child by someone in a position of trust and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and she's looking for a plea agreement. You got a hearing coming up April the 24th. Okay, but does that one line strike you? Or am I the only one who is puzzled about this? But at other points in the 7-minute interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, Cherie Clay and her son Tommy conceded that he and the teacher initially lied about their relationship, and the boy's parents helped keep it quiet. We were honoring Tommy's wishes at first, said Cherie Clay. We didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher. Okay, wouldn't you label the parents there as being enablers? Now, do you want to be really honest with you, or do you want me to tell you what you want to hear? Let me give you both versions of this. Here's what you want to hear. That if you knew your son or your daughter was involved in some kind of situation like this, you knew it was wrong, you knew it was illegal, and you knew that it just wasn't kosher, as they say, would you not say anything or would you call the cops? John and I wagered that 85 to 90% of you would call the police.
Or school officials.
Or you would call the school officials. Okay. But I wonder how many fathers out there would take their son out for a steak dinner. Good for you. Because don't most men, when you're like a high school student, don't you have that one teacher in school that, well, you wouldn't have mind scoring with? See, I know, that's really bad to say that, right? It's politically incorrect. And I'm sure I might get one male who would call up and say, well, you know, I never thought that. But I've run into a lot of people who have said counter to that. But back to the parents. Okay, weren't they enabling there? Weren't they doing something by covering it up? If this woman is charged with a crime, if it's alleged that she committed a crime, she hasn't had a hearing, hasn't had a trial, but if she's alleged to have committed a crime, and then the parents concealed it and didn't say anything, isn't that a crime in itself? How come nothing happens to them? And what do you think should happen to them? Maybe I'm asking too many questions here. Maybe you're saying, Jay, why aren't we talking about Iran? Well, because this is happening in our own backyard, and I'm also interested in your moral take on this and your opinion about this. The fact that the parents would make that admission on national TV and that nothing happens to them?
Jay, I'm probably going to hell for saying this, but I'd probably be that guy that would, if it was my 17-year-old son, probably take him out for a steak dinner. But,
I probably would too, I think.
If it was my 17-year-old daughter, I would call the authorities or the police. I don't know why. And maybe that's a real sexist statement to make, but, you know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, it is sexist, but I had the same feeling. If it was my 17-year-old daughter, I'd probably call the cops. Well, I would call the cops. Now, maybe I wouldn't take my son out for a steak dinner. You know, maybe I would call the cops. Because I know it's wrong.
You know, if it was my 13-year-old son that was doing this kind of thing with a teacher, I would definitely step in. 16, 17, I don't know.
Well, you know what that is? It's maybe because you remember what it's like to be 16 or 17. You're still young.
And you're testing out your sexuality. That's when you really start testing your sexuality, really. Most teenage kids, anyway.
My synapses is burned out from those days. I can't recall what it was like to be 16. I don't remember it. I survived through it somehow, but I don't remember it. All right, does anybody want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. And here are the central questions. Let me boil it down. Here are the central questions. Do the parents have any responsibility in this? Because the mother admitted that they didn't say anything. And if so, should charges be brought against the parents? And if we've got any lawyers, you can call and answer my legal question, because I don't know. Is that concealing a crime? To me, it seems like it would be. 303-713-7600. Let's see if anybody's up to this. And we'll see if anybody wants to chime in on this. About the parents. Don't you find that kind of shocking, Gina?
You know, I'm not familiar with the whole story. Can you give me a...
Well, the mother goes on the NBC Today show on Matt Lauer and says that her son and the teacher initially lied about their relationship, and the boy's parents helped keep it quiet.
Oh, wow.
She says, we were honoring Tommy's wishes at first, said Cherie Clay. We didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher.
Yeah, that's not good.
What's your reaction to that?
I think the parents should have done something. I think they should have reported it.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that concealing a crime?
Absolutely. What are they thinking?
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I sure wouldn't go on national TV and admit that. I don't know that anybody's guilty here, and I don't know that they're bad parents. I'm not saying that. I'm just kind of questioning, like, why you would do that, and would the reaction... Well, I just said I had two questions, but now maybe I've got three. Okay, should the parents be held responsible? What should happen to the parents? And if it were your son, would you call the cops? Or the school? At first I said I wouldn't. But now I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you know what, I would. Because it's illegal. It's a crime. Right?
I agree, Jay. I would, too. I would have called the school and called the authorities about the teacher.
Isn't that weird? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's weird there's so many cases of this now around the country.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. What's going on there, man? I don't understand all these cases. All right, here's something we can understand. And that's traffic. And how does it look this morning?
God, it's just been uneventful, which is really good news. So no crash activity so far. Hopefully we can keep it that way. A lot of folks hopping onto the eastbound lanes of C-470. So traffic is sluggish now from Broadway toward Yosemite. I-76 westbound, a little busy, 74th to I-25. And, of course, you're still fighting the normal congestion on all those other north side highways, like southbound 25 Thornton North Glen. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm, high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy and 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.9. That's right, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for $15.9. They sell them for less.
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9551.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With no more mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew
knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cards and light trucks.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The hour, high day 71. We're talking about this whole story about the teacher in Brighton and the high school student, and the incredible quote this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, and this was said on NBC's Today Show yesterday, that the parents did little at the beginning about this. I mean, they helped keep it quiet. They say they were honoring their son's wishes. Here's something else that's really weird. This is the first time we've ever had this happen on the show. Okay, all female callers. No men have called in on this. So I guess this is not an issue to males. Okay, are males more accepting of this than females? I don't know. Pat Evergreen. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First of all, this is nothing new. 20 years ago when my daughter was in high school, it happened not with a boy and a female teacher, but a girl and a male teacher, and it's been happening a lot. It's just that it gets a lot of press right now. But my big issue is that the parents are culpable in a lot of different ways. First of all, because they didn't go to the school and the authorities. Secondly, because they're parading their son on Today's show to talk about this thing and acting like he and they are complete victims of the whole thing. Granted, he certainly was a victim in that it was an adult taking advantage of him. However, they're equally guilty in this. And to take their son up on national television and then say, oh, my, they don't really want him in school. Well, if it had been my kid, I would have taken him out of school and put him someplace else to begin with. I just don't understand parents using their children now like they are.
See, I think it's a really interesting point. Because if this happened to my son, I don't think I'd go on national TV about this.
No.
I just don't think I would. I wouldn't do it for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm not sure how that plays psychologically with the boy. And number two, she hasn't had a trial, and she's trying to reach a plea agreement. And I don't think I'd want to get on national TV and get in the way of that. But the first one would be the biggest thing, because
yeah.
don't most of these? I mean, usually the stories that you read, most of the teenagers that are involved in this usually have to undergo all kinds of counseling.
That's right. That's right. And it's unfathomable that they would do that to their child. It looks to me like, you know, they're using this for their own gain, and they're using their son as a pawn, or they never would have done it. This is the kind of thing that you might see, nothing against Jerry Springer, but this is the kind of thing you would see on a Jerry Springer show. You don't go on national television and put your child in that situation. So that's all I have. I'm almost at work. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
All right. I think she's got a pretty good point there. Would you put your kid on national TV? I don't think I'd do that. Here's Peggy in Aurora. Has got a great point. Peggy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. There are some things I agree with on Pat about I wouldn't put my son on national TV if this were happening to him. But I have another perspective. First of all teenagers, male or female, are exploring their sexuality when they're teenagers. So that's not a gender thing. That's both genders are doing that. And I need to be able to trust the teachers to act as responsible adults and not take advantage of my child when they're doing this. They have enough issues. They don't need to have a teacher taking advantage of their need to explore. And I'm really down on teachers doing that advantage.
Yeah, I think most of us would feel that way, though.
But, you know, putting my child on national TV, if being a male, all it's doing is telling him that the high fives he's getting is now national. You know?
Yeah, that's you know what, that's pretty interesting. Sure. In other words, he's on TV, he's on network TV across the country and the world. Hey, I got laid. I got some from an older woman, right?
Yeah. And I don't think that's a good thing to teach a kid.
I think you're right.
You know, I wouldn't advertise it. Now, as far as the parents are concerned, their prime responsibility is to teach the child how this is wrong and gain his cooperation in, you know, exposing how this is wrong. And if it took me 24 hours to do that, I'd keep quiet for 24 hours. Eventually, the goal is to get his responsibility and his understanding that this is something wrong and that it needs to be taken care of. But if I can't get that child to understand it, then I would have to take, as a parent, I would have to take that role and say, well, we're turning this in anyway.
All right, parents' role is to teach their children, but not honor their children's wishes 100%, or as they always tell you, right, you're not supposed to be your child's best friend.
No, you're not supposed to be the child's best friend. You're supposed to be the child's parent. And as a parent, you need to try and get them to see how this is wrong. And if that takes a little time, okay, it takes a little time. But at some point, you have to step and say, no, this is how it's going to be, and you need to see this.
All right, quick question, because I'm almost, I got to go get traffic, but quick question. Parents, do they conceal a crime? If this woman ultimately pleads guilty or whatever the case is, did they conceal a crime? Should some of this come back on them?
You know, I think if it was a matter of weeks that they were doing this, yeah, maybe they're concealing the crime. If it was a matter of, you know, a couple of days while they were talking to their kid, I don't think they're concealing anything. They're trying to teach their child.
All right, Peggy, thanks. Thanks for the call. It's a great one, and enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye.
747, 47 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls on this coming up, on this teacher and this son and what the parents said and what's quoted in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. But right now, we're going to check out traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Very sluggish conditions now on eastbound arteries. The Boulder Turnpike solid all lanes from 104th into the city. And you really hit that slow snag around Federal. Still some struggle eastbound 6th out of Lakewood along the usual stretch Sheridan toward I-25. And you're into the heat of the rush now on both eastbound I-70 out of Wheat Ridge and eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Still looks really great, though, overall across the city. No wrecks or stalls to bog down the drive. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm. Breezes in the afternoon, high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy, 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you think winter is over, you haven't been to A-Basin. The snow is great and the skiing and riding couldn't be better. Spring is coming. That means
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy.
CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You would have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerans. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
62. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
Could I have that number again? Oh, I'm sorry. 7:50. It's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Join Rockies this Saturday, the 17th, at Red and Jerry's. That's at Oxford in Santa Fe for the Rocky Mountain Bad Boys presents Battle in a Cage 7. Doors open at 6:30. Fights start at 7:30. For tickets, call 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-7328. Or you can get them at your local King Supers at Tickets West. But hurry, because tickets won't last long. Plus, Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell will be there giving away free stuff from Rockies. That's this Saturday night at Red and Jerry's. That's at Oxford and Santa Fe. And if you want a great deal on a car, you got to go to Rockies. I mean, I talk about this a lot because they're my friends. And also because Mary and I are just thrilled to death. We were talking about it again last night. We bought a great vehicle there last year. It has performed this winter like just the best. And it gets great gas mileage. It really does. We don't see the gas pump for quite a while. And with the gas prices the way they are now, you know that's a blessing. So get on out to Rockies and do what we did. Save money and get the car of your desires. And they've got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles in all of Colorado. The 07s are there, too. So whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. Don't forget about their matching down incentive, $1,500. You put that down, and then they'll put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 towards your next car. See my friends out there, Tom and Marvell Shear, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, or any of the folks, Spanky Herrera, any of the folks working at Rockies. They're there to help you. Rockies, check them out on the net at RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonicSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We started out as friends. She was somebody that I could really talk to and relate to. And then I guess when we got into it a little bit more, got a little bit more intimate.
53 minutes past the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high today 70. We're talking about this article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News and about that interview yesterday on the NBC's Today Show, where the parents are quoted, the mother's quoted as saying that initially the boy's parents kept quiet about the relationship with a teacher, that we were honoring Tommy's wishes at first, said Cherie Clay. We didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher. And am I the only one who thinks this is kind of weird, kind of funny? 303-713-7600. Nothing comes down on the parents for this? I find that to be odd. Brad in Louisville. I'm sorry, Brad. Go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, the last caller, Pat, made a lot of really good points, so I just had a little bit maybe to add to that. At that age, and to start off with, yes, I think the parents did the wrong thing. It's one thing to honor your kid's wishes and, you know, try and teach them when it's appropriate, but, you know, that I think right away they needed to get in touch with the school and then, you know, if it's applicable, the authorities, because kids don't always have good judgment, you know, and sometimes you say, this is not the time to, you know, to try and walk them through the process and get them to come to terms with it on their own. This is the time as the parent to step in and say, this is wrong. You know, and because especially school kids at that age, you know, even most mature adults have a hard time mixing up issues of love and trust and respect and authority, let alone a 16 or 17-year-old kid, you know, as far as trying to define what a healthy relationship is, that isn't helping.
Yeah. Listen, I agree with you. All right, let me ask you the quick question, the million-dollar question here. Should the parents be held legally responsible in some way or another? Like, in other words, would this equate to covering up a crime?
You know, if there's criminal proceedings, and I'm, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't say, but if there are criminal proceedings, I'd have to say yes, because, you know, when you look at it, you got to look at it the same as any other crime. What if their kid had broken into a store? You know, and stolen something, and they knew about it, and were charged, then the parents would be accessories to the crime, you know, if they didn't report it. Same thing. So I would have to say yes.
Yeah, my parents would drive me down to the jail. Hey, man, thanks. I appreciate the call. Really, I do. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Amy in Thornton. Amy, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Well, I mean, I have to agree with everyone that's been talking. Yes, I do think the parents should be held accountable. I have been a school nurse in a district, and I've had to report child abuse. And I can tell you, any kid will sit there and beg you, please don't report him. Please don't report him. And is this not technically child abuse?
Yeah, that's, you know what? I never thought about that. Yeah, most kids are scared about what's going to happen, and they don't want to rock the boat.
They also want to protect. They love that person. Even if they're beating the crap out of them, they still love them.
Yeah.
And they want to protect them. And I also wanted to say, you made the comment that, you know, is this new? Has it not been going around long? And someone made the comment, it's been going around for years. I had two teachers in my high school. My mother's best friend married the high school coach 5 days after high school graduation and gave birth 7 months later.
You're kidding me.
And that's, you know, I just think that it has been going along for a very long time, and I don't know if people are becoming more, you know, vocal about it. We're not as ashamed of sexuality, so we're talking about it more. I do find it interesting that female teachers do not get the jail time. They do not get the sentencing that male teachers get.
That's a pretty interesting observation.
And I think that's not right. I think, you know, sex with a minor is sex with a minor. I don't care what you're using for the sex with a minor, but it's still wrong.
Yeah, and we don't label them as we really don't talk in public about them being child predators or sex offenders. You're right about that. Amy, thank you. Good call.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was a really good... She just brought up two really good points. I'm almost tempted to solicit some comments about that coming up next hour, too.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Democrats want his head on the chopping block over the firing of federal prosecutors, but Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is standing his ground. CBS's Barry Bagnato has the latest.
America's chief prosecutor on the defense.
Didn't become Attorney General by quitting.
Alberto Gonzalez on CBS's early show insists there was no political interference in the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys.
Obviously, there was input from the White House. If they received complaints, obviously those complaints would be considered.
His top aide, Kyle Sampson, has resigned. Emails show Sampson and the White House created an elaborate plan to dismiss federal prosecutors and deal with the political fallout. The White House will resist attempts to force political advisor Karl Rove or others to testify before Congress. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The stock market is showing some early signs of settling down after yesterday's nosedive in reaction to reports of a big increase in mortgage defaults. Florida mortgage lender Louis DiPaolo says his industry gets some of the blame because it wrote reckless loans.
The questions that need to be asked are we helping people by putting them into these scenarios? Or are we just delaying, you know, the inevitable because we put them in something they actually don't belong in?
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead about 2 points, NASDAQ down about 2. This is going back to school day in Enterprise, Alabama, back for the first time since the March 1st tornado that leveled the Enterprise High School and killed 8 students. One teacher says it's a day for healing.
You know, we're going to get to see our students and embrace them and probably share stories.
The 2006 hurricane season spared New Orleans, and that's a good thing.
The flood control pumps installed by the Army Corps of Engineers are defective. Those pumps quickly thrown into action after Katrina to meet President Bush's promise to protect the city before the next hurricane season, despite warnings from experts they would fail. Those warnings even coming from within the Corps. Those pumps from a politically connected manufacturer are being pulled out and overhauled to be ready for the next hurricane season, which starts June 1st. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Don't get cancer. The study led by Dr. Michael Goldstein projects a shortage of cancer specialists by 2020. The reason is simple.
Greatly increased demand for cancer services driven primarily by the aging population, the increasing population, and the fact that cancer incidence increases with age.
Where's Muqtada? American military officials in Iraq haven't seen radical anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in more than a month. Since they began a security sweep in Sadr City, they haven't seen much of his militiamen either. Major General William Caldwell suspects Sadr's gone to ground.
As of 24 hours ago, he was not here in Iraq, all indications are that he is still in Iran.
Here at home, the Who did what? In Tampa last night, lead singer Roger Daltrey walked off stage during the first song, and that was it. Guitarist Pete Townsend told the crowd of 9,000 he had bronchitis. Concert rescheduled for later this month. This is CBS News.
I have been a vegetarian my whole life.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Some guy offered me $50 to eat a buffalo wing, but I refused. I was like, I'm not putting my morality on the line for your $50.
Her Match.com username is Kumnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Someone knowing your name is no small thing. Dedicated fraud specialists there for you if your identity is stolen, that's reassuring. Not needing direct deposit with your free checking is truly free checking. Wachovia has just been rated number one in customer satisfaction for the 6th straight year. And it's not because of one big reason, but all the little ones. Are you with Wachovia?
Rating based on fourth quarter 2006 ACSI customer satisfaction results of the largest U.S. retail banks.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Hundreds of people are expected to turn out today at the state capitol for a rare hearing on a non-binding resolution criticizing President Bush's decision to send more troops to Iraq. Senators have reserved the capitol's largest meeting room, which holds about 200 people, and another hearing room could be opened if even more show up. A 17-year-old girl is dead, and charges have been filed against another teenage driver after a crash in Lakewood last night involving six people and booze. A car and an SUV collided head-on near the intersection of West Alameda Parkway and West Florida Drive.
People were trapped in the sedan and required fire extrication, which took some time. There were two people in the sedan who were seriously injured.
Sergeant Ken Fisher with Lakewood Police says vehicular homicide charges were filed against the teenage driver of the SUV. Alcohol was involved. And two cross-country skiers are dead, buried in a huge avalanche southeast of Aspen. The victims were among three people skiing near Mount Scheimer, an area popular for skiers and snowmobilers. A helicopter and 19 rescuers responded to the incident. The only survivor is the man who called police. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still not a lot going on in the way of traffic jams, at least no major freeway wrecks we can be thankful for. You will experience heavy stop and go out of Lakewood, eastbound 6 Sheridan to I-25. We're at the peak of the rush as well, eastbound 70, again Sheridan toward that I-25 corridor, and southbound 25 is still stacked, 120th to 84, as is southbound 225 along your DTC drive. We have that multi-car crash off the highway, Colfax at Sheridan. Weather today, partly cloudy, warm, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 70. Tonight, looking for mostly cloudy skies, some possible rain showers, low of 33. Right now, partly cloudy and 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't trust your tires to just anyone. Get new tires chosen specifically for your vehicle. Get the Nissan Tire Advantage during Nissan's National Sales Race at your Nissan dealer now. New tires for your vehicle are at your Nissan dealer.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8, partly cloudy, hot day 70. And nice David Long here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. For those of you who are thinking, oh, how come he's not talking about Alberto Gonzalez and this whole federal prosecutor story? We are, and we have been, and we talked to Scott Lilly at 7, who is the senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, who has been around Capitol Hill for 31 years, and we talked to Congressman Mark Udall this morning at 6:20. If you missed any of that, go to am760.net, and you can get it on podcast. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to our old buddy Rich Masters, and we'll ask him to assess the political damage of all of this. And somebody sent me an email, an instant message that said about the Reverend Pace situation, Peter Pace, about his comments about gays in the military. And then they said, well, what's next, question mark? And I sent him an email back and said, Gonzalez Gate. That's what's next. I mean, now we're in the middle of this. Who knows what's coming up next week? By the way, tonight on Channel 12 at 7 o'clock, is the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus movie is on, which I've seen like 7 times. But I'll be going to that right after Keith Olbermann's countdown tonight. I love the Rolling Stones. Okay. Last half hour, we were talking about this story about about the teenage boy in Brighton having the relationship with the teacher. And there's an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News which has some, what I think is kind of disturbing stuff in it. Not disturbing in the sense of like, wow, you know, the sky is falling chicken, a little disturbing, but just kind of something worth pondering about and worth thinking about. The mother of the boy who had a romantic relationship with his teacher went on national television yesterday, blamed it on Brighton School's then top administrator for trying to cover up the situation when it came to light. And wasn't the principal there? I believe the principal there was married to the teacher. But at other points in the 7-minute interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, Cherie Clay and her son Tommy conceded that he and the teacher initially lied about their relationship, and the boy's parents helped keep it quiet. "We were honoring Tommy's wishes at first," said Cherie Clay. "We didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher." Okay, doesn't that strike any of you as being odd? And if the teacher's charged with a crime, and she does, she faces felony charges of sexual assault on a child by somebody in the position of trust and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and she's seeking a plea agreement with Larimer County prosecutors, and the hearing is scheduled for April the 24th. And this kid, Tommy Clay, was 17. Or actually, he was 17 when he said this whole thing started and the friendship started. Are the parents guilty of concealing a crime? Then Amy last hour, at the tail end of last hour, made a really interesting observation. And I admit totally and completely to being a Neanderthal knuckle dragger on this. I really, really, really am down on child molesters and sex offenders. I mean, I don't have 1 ounce of decency in my body towards people like that. But it's very interesting that I do it, so I'm coming forward and copping a plea to this and saying I'm guilty. And society does it, I think, in that we have a tendency to look at the teacher, if it's a woman, in a whole different light than we do if it's a man. Don't you think that's true? So is that human nature? Is that sexism? Is it taught? Maybe it's taught.
What if you caught a male teacher having sex with your 17-year-old son? If that's the way you found out your son was gay, wouldn't that just be out of control? I don't think I've ever heard a story like that pop up in the news.
Well, what about priests?
Yeah. Catholic priests, yeah, you're right.
See, I think I'd be upset whether...
The same either way.
The same either way. I don't think I would not call the authorities. But I think there's a part of us, if you're a man, that has that whole complex about, oh, I had a high school teacher, and she was so hot, and yeah, I would have, and how come it didn't happen to me? Really, I'm serious about that. I think if men were to come forward, and they would admit that. I mean, I had one, and she was an English teacher, and her name was Pam Nichols. I still remember to this day. She was blonde, and she was cute, and she drove a Porsche, and every guy in the, you know, school was like a gigantic gland around her. But think about that. It still wouldn't make any difference because she was a person in a position of trust and authority, and it would have been against the law then, and it's against the law now, and it wouldn't be right. But here's the thing. We have a big tendency to look at women, and we have a big tendency to look at them differently than we do men when it comes to this kind of stuff. And the other thing is, are the parents guilty of concealing any kind of a crime here? Because they didn't go to authorities. So do you put all this on the teacher? What about the parents' culpability in this? Anybody have any viewpoints about that? 303-713-7600. And this calls into question, really, our whole view of men versus women. And I've been excoriated before by callers and also emailers for making what I would consider to be human nature, typically male, off-the-cuff comments about, oh, well, she's good-looking. Well, she's good-looking. Ooh, I like the way she looks. And then I get these people, what does that have to do with anything? Well, because I'm a man. I like to look at good-looking women. I mean, I love Mary. She's good-looking. I'm happily married. I'm not going to, you know. But you still look, right? Sorry, let me go to the phones. Let's go to Dan in Champaign, Illinois. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
Not too bad. I got a new laptop, and I finally figured out how to listen to your show on my laptop. So.
Oh, wow, good. Good.
Hey, listen, somebody's got to be making money in this with this guy in the White House, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, and it's not us.
Hey, you know what? What's interesting, you know, kind of to tail off the last caller and what you just said, I wonder if there's ever been any studies where they examine the psychological damage or whatever that this has caused in these kids in later life. And what you're saying, too, about looking at men and women differently, I think that's just normal. I mean, most people are going to assume, even though the boy was a teenager, even though it's a teenage boy, he was the aggressor.
Yeah, you know, that's really a good point. Most of us would step back and most of us would assume, oh, he had the guts, he had the ego, he had the ability to put the move or the hit on her, and she went along, where in reality what it really could be, and we don't know in this case, and I don't know about other cases, because I don't follow them that closely, but it could be that the female was the one who instigated it.
But, okay, now I think you were still in Chicago. Remember the Glenbard East librarian case?
Oh, yeah, I've thought about that in a long time. Sure, yes, yes.
Yeah, and that woman had three teenage boys that were her lovers.
That's right.
Three. And she had five kids. So it's not like her and her husband were inactive, you know?
Yeah, well, they weren't. And as I remember, her husband was like totally and completely like somebody pulled a rug out from underneath him.
Right. Now, you know, I don't know how much of this I could get away with, but, you know, imagine this. You're 15. You're at home doing your biology homework, and you get this call on the phone, and it's from one of your teachers, and she says, "Hello, my husband won't be home for an hour. I just took a shower, and I'm alone." How fast would you be over there?
Boy, do you want me to answer that honestly?
Well, I mean, as opposed to being in the back seat of the Chevrolet with your 15-year-old girlfriend and having her say, "No, I don't think we should do that." I mean, I'm 39 years old.
All right. Well, okay, see, then I got to ask you, and this is going to get me in a huge amount of trouble.
I know, we're both, I'll never be able to call in again. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm going to get these emails. Bah, I heard you say that. Okay, but listen, how good looking is she?
That's the thing. If it was, see, and that's the other thing. The reason, and Matt Lauer brought it up on the TV show when he interviewed Deborah LaFave.
Oh, God, you know, she was good-looking, remember
her? She was fantastically good-looking, and 95% of the men would have gladly slept with her.
And she was 14. The guy who slept with her was 14, and if
right.
Deborah LaFave, if I were 14 or 15 years old, and Deborah LaFave were to call me on the phone and say, "Oh, I'm standing in my kitchen, and I don't have any clothes on. Could you come help me screw in a light bulb?" Trust me, I'd be on my Schwinn bicycle, and I would pump as hard as I could get there, even if my heart blew up.
That's right. I mean, so in other words, you just answered my point. If a guy heard it about his daughter, he's going to assume that the male teacher went after his kid.
Yeah, that's very true. And you know what? We don't look at people like Deborah LaFave the same way we would look at a male teacher the same age. We would look at him as being a sexual predator and a deviant. Hey, Dan, thanks, man. Call me again.
Okay, sure will. Bye.
See ya. 19 minutes after it. I can see the emails now. Jay, this time you've stepped over the line. This time you've gone too far. I'll be turning the radio off. I won't be back until Tom Hartman comes on. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. And as a matter of fact, I apologize in advance for anything I may do.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hey, honey, sorry to bother you at work. Have you seen my keys?
Where are you? In the den?
Yeah.
Did you look behind the neatly stacked Benjamins?
Yes.
What about in the coffee table drawer next to the crumbled wad of tens?
The green ones? I checked there.
Okay. Go to the kitchen.
Okay.
You see that high pyramid of rolls of quarters on top of the fridge?
Near the cashier's checks?
No, further back. Near the moolah and the extra scratch.
Oh, got it. Thanks.
You have more money lying around the house than you realize. Play the eBay What's It Worth game and see the value of your stuff. You'll have a chance to win a $100 eBay gift certificate. First-time sellers receive 3 free eBay listings. And the U.S. Postal Service makes it easier than ever. Get free boxes, online postage printing, even schedule free package pickup. Whatever it is, you can sell it on eBay.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes runs March 15th through March 24th, 2007, during which time insertion fees only are waived for the first 3 listings open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older who are registered members of eBay.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Attorney General Gonzalez has refused to step down over the U.S. attorney firings. What can Congress do about this scandal? United States schools are now offering more Chinese classes. Are we preparing our kids for a Chinese economy? And, of course, we'll break down
yours truly's review and interview on CNN. Paul is on now. We'll take your calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 824, 24 minutes after 8, partly cloudy. High today, 70, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9, we'll talk to Rich Masters about Gonzalez Gate and the political damage to the White House and whether Alberto Gonzalez will hold on to his job or not. Right now we're talking about this whole situation that went on in Brighton and about the mother going on the Today Show and saying that we didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher. And also the idea that we look at women who are involved in this differently than we do men. Good example of this is, and I don't think it ever runs on cable, I don't think it ever shows up on television. So you'd either have to go to a video store, like a place to get DVDs, and find it if it's even out on DVD. But if you're old enough, and you got to be old to remember this, but I'm sure there are people out there, particularly men, who remember this. What about the movie with model-turned-actress Jennifer O'Neill, I believe is her name. I could be wrong about this name. What about the movie The Summer of 42? Remember when everybody went to the movie theater? And if you were a guy and you went there and it was like huge fantasy? Oh, boy, would we like to meet somebody like that? Mm-hmm. But she'd be arrested for child molestation now.
You don't even have to go that far back, Jay. I'm trying to think of the movie. Is it Field of Dreams, the Jodie Foster, Kevin Costner flick? Where, you know, he's kind of a young boy. He ends up having sex with Jodie Foster, falls in love with her. She dies. I'm trying to think of the name of that movie. But I don't know if it's Field of Dreams. But it's a baseball movie. But, you know, it's basically Jodie Foster and Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think it'd be Field of Dreams.
I'm trying to think of that movie. I mean, it's one of my wife's favorite flicks, but anyway, that one just came to mind. It's kind of more recent.
Yeah, it is more recent. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
John needs to work on the pronunciation there. I'm sure he meant wives and not wives.
Oh, okay. Well, I do that. I do that frequently, too.
That's a touchy one. I don't think you need to be apologizing for what you're saying. You're talking the truth. And there's not a single man who didn't look at that woman and think, man, you know, where was I? You know, where was she when I was in high school? You know, and you're looking at a thing, where is the victim? There has to be a victim for the crime to occur. And you're talking about the way we look at men differently in this scenario. If you were to say to somebody, think of a sexual predator, the image in their mind is the guy in the trench coat flashing someone in a park or something. You never, ever think of an attractive woman who is involved with a teenage boy. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, you're right about that. The image? Well, okay, here's an example. And I could only watch this show, I could only watch this one time, and that was it. I couldn't take it anymore. But after Oberman and Scarborough are over with on MSNBC, they run that doc block every night, and not too long ago, they had on To Catch a Predator on that doc block. Have you ever seen those guys that walk into that house thinking that they're going to have sex with a teenage girl? They're all creepy.
Yes. Well, I had a friend of mine who was a police detective, and he specialized in these kinds of cases. And the cops were joking about, man, you know, every once in a while they would have a female suspect, and they were saying, man, she's hot. You know, I'm having a hard time, you know, pursuing this case. Nobody wants to pursue a woman in a situation like this.
All right, but in the eyes of the law, that woman is when a woman is convicted of that, they're a sexual predator, right?
Yes.
They're a sex offender.
Yes, they have to register and go to counseling and all of those things that go with just like a man. But you're right about the sentencing. They're probably not going to get as harsh a sentence.
And we don't look at them that way because the media doesn't treat them that way. Is that the reason? Is it the media doesn't? Or is it because as men, because now we're talking man to man here, we're conditioned not to look at it that way?
I don't think the women look at it that way. I think if you were to survey, you know, 1,000 people, men and women, I think the majority of people would view it as a male sex offender is worse than a female sex offender. You know, especially when you're talking about, you know, a teenage boy who is the alleged victim. You know, it's different when you're talking about, you know, a 3 or 4 year old kind of thing.
Right, right. I agree. I agree. I think you're absolutely correct. You know what? I think you're right. And I think if you survey the public in general, I think what you would come up with is, oh, and you know what? And particularly if you did it this way. If you did it and you put a picture of, say, Deborah LaFave in there, I bet you people would answer, no, she's not a sex offender.
Right.
But does some of that have to do with the fact of what Dan said earlier, which is we always assume that the male, whether they're 14, 17, or 35, that they initiate things.
And I don't know that there aren't teenage girls out there right now that are using their sexuality to influence what happens in school if they're in trouble.
Yeah. All right, should the parents be held responsible for part of this?
I haven't given that enough thought to give you an intelligent answer.
Well, that's refreshingly honest. Okay, you know what? Call me back again sometime.
I will.
Thanks.
I haven't thought. Thank you.
All right. Oh, I like that. I haven't thought of enough to... And in this day and age, see, if you get on and say that, or if I get on and say that, well, I don't know. People go, what do you mean you don't know? Parents are like so-and-so over there across the dial. You people, I don't know everything. I don't know. Well, because life is a matter of different shades. And black and white sometimes is really, really hard to find. One line open at 303-713-7600. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay. Still some fairly heavy delays out of Lakewood, eastbound 6 Sheridan toward I-25. Your northbound 25 stretch kicking in right on time there, University toward Broadway. Westbound lanes of I-70 pretty packed now, Colorado to York. And we're still dealing with that multi-car crash off the highway, Colfax and Sheridan. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, warm conditions, breezy by afternoon, high of 70. Currently partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly...
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today, spelled Freehoff's. Pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9551.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
888-606-BARK today. You can pick up your Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Super.
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9550.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchette to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchette?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 35 minutes after the hour. High today, 70. Talking about this whole situation with the Brighton school teacher and the parents giving the mother giving the interview yesterday on the Today Show, saying, quote unquote, that their son, he and the teacher initially lied about their relationship, and the boy's parents helped keep it quiet. We were honoring Tommy's wishes at first, said Cherie Clay. We didn't do anything. We didn't call the police. We didn't do anything because Tommy was adamant about protecting the teacher. And I just question that. And then also this idea of how we look at men and women as sex offenders. And you know, there's a thing in Wisconsin about they want to take sex offenders and they want them to have fluorescent green license plates because they use cars and online to be able to reel these kids in. Okay, now I'm getting two conflicting stories here. The movie that John Turk was talking about, somebody said Message in a Bottle, and then somebody said it was Mark Harmon, not Costner, and it was called Stealing Home.
It was Stealing Home with
Stealing Home?
Mark Harmon.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Chris in Lafayette. Chris, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for covering all these kind of situations. This is a particularly important one, I think. You know, it's like, you know, you were saying earlier, it's not a black and white situation, is it?
I don't think anything in life really is, except what's defined by law or by people's moral values. In other words, if the law says that you don't do something and then you go ahead and do it, people can say, yeah, I understand why you did it. I get where you're coming from, but the law says you're not supposed to do it, and you did it, and you were found guilty in a court of law, so therefore, or you're being charged with a crime because that's what the law says and that's what you did, I think that becomes black and white. I don't think you can... I think the grayness of that part is what gets litigated in court.
Well, you know, I think you're right. You're right. They turn a situation that's a very complex situation into something that a lot of times is overly simplistic, and I think people can get hurt because of that. You know, it's like, I just remember this one teacher I had in high school, and, you know, she was really cute, not too much older than I was, and I had a crush on her. And sometimes she'd sit on the desk, and I was sitting up in the front row, and, you know, I could see everything, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, nothing happened. But the thing is, she knew I had a crush, and we both knew. And the thing is that she was one of the best she was one of the best teachers. And it's like I always think back upon her as being one of the best teachers I remember in high school. She really cared, and she really put everything into teaching. And if something had happened and we'd been caught, her life would have been ruined. I don't think that's right. I think people make mistakes.
Okay, but see, at that point, though, I have to ask you something. I have to ask you that you were underage, and she was in a position of trust or authority, and had something happened, then she would have been breaking the law. So if she breaks the law, should she then be held accountable, or should it be one of these situations of, well, she was a good teacher, and people make mistakes? Because then if you get into that, here's what ends up happening. Then everybody who commits crimes will always tell you that they weren't at fault, that or they made a mistake. I mean, I don't know how many cops you know, but I know a lot of cops, a reasonable amount. And they'll tell you. I mean, that's one of the things they'll tell you, that people who they catch, okay, they always say the same things. It wasn't my fault. I don't know where the car came from. This guy let me use it. They go on and on and on. But you know what? They're in a car that's not theirs.
Oh, sure. Well,
stolen. If the teacher does that, the teacher breaks the law, then what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to go through and, like, say, well, in your case, you're guilty, but in your case, you're not guilty?
Well,
we understand people make mistakes.
There's a difference, though, isn't there, Jay?
Well, I don't know. Is there a difference?
It's like, well, okay, the question is, like, you know, if somebody goes out and shoots someone, or if they steal their car, or if they go and break into somebody's house and rape someone, that's not something, it's like somebody's being hurt or something's being taken. And in this case, it's like, you know, in high school, I wasn't totally naive, and I knew what was happening, and I was approved back then. If she tried anything, I would have said no. But, you know, the thing is that people, you know, it's like what you're saying is true. Of course, people are going to try to, like, you know, get out of a situation by making up stories. But the fact is, we are only human, and sometimes, well, you know, it's like the Department of Corrections. You know, how many people, what's being corrected? What's being fixed?
Well, all right,
it's like a one-way street.
Okay, but there I got to stop you, because there you're talking about something else. Because there you're talking about the corrections system, okay, which most people who have any knowledge of anything having to do with that would tell you that it is not about correction. It never has been about correction, that what that's about is punishment, and that there's very poor rehabilitation, and that's why the recidivism rate is so high. But that's a different story. What you're talking about here with the teacher and the whole and all of this, child advocates and psychiatrists and psychologists and social workers can come forward and can make a very good case that, depending on the age, that the teenager or the child will suffer psychological injury. That's point number one. So there is a victim. And then point number two is, would you have the same view of this situation if it were a teenage girl and a grown male teacher?
Well, see, now you're talking about the roles that we're expected to take on in our culture, you know, in society, versus a man versus being a woman.
Yeah, but it's still against the law anyway you cut it, regardless of what your gender is.
Well,
but we have a tendency to we have a tendency to look at women differently than we do men, like John, who called up said.
Well, women and men are different, but you know the roles they play.
No, they're not different under the eyes of the law, my friend. They're not different. You are not different. If a woman goes in and robs a bank, and a man goes in and robs a bank, they're bank robbers.
Right, but if a male teacher seduces a girl or a female teacher seduces a boy, it's a different story.
Yeah, and it's hypocritical. If you really look at it and you want to be intellectually honest and you want to be gut check honest, it's hypocritical because it is against the law, and if they're found guilty of doing it, they are sexual predators, they are criminals, and they're child molesters. But we have a tendency to look at Deborah LaFave, I'm using her because she's probably, or Mary Kay Letourneau, and say, oh, not bad looking.
Well,
teacher?
I agree with you on that entirely. You know, it is hypocritical. But, you know, I think that our culture tends to be, like, overly harsh. And instead of trying to understand that it's always, you know, there's always two sides to every
story. Yeah, but how do you do that without moving the line? How do you do that without turning to one person and saying, okay, We accept what you're saying. We understand what you're saying. People make mistakes. Okay. And then you turn to the other one and go, well, all right, you know what? Stop making excuses. You broke the law, and you've been proven guilty in a court of law, so you're going to jail.
Well,
I mean, how do you move that line around?
That's a difficult item, isn't it? And
it's not difficult.
I think this is one of the challenges we need to face as a culture in this country.
I don't think it's that difficult. I think, look, it's very simple. If you're over the age of 21, you have sex with somebody under the age of 21, they're a minor, you're not, it's against the law,
oh,
and it's wrong.
Well, I thought it was 18, but...
Well, 18 or whatever, whatever the law calls for in the particular state you're in.
But let me give you another example that's related to this, okay, where both people can be over the age of 18, and that's in universities. There's a policy. Teachers cannot have affairs with their students, right? There's a reason for that, you know, and it's because favoritism in the class, it's like, and that's most of what's being shelled out is the reason. You know, you can't have that kind of...
Okay, and your point would be...
But it's like we don't want that kind of relationship in with any student teacher, you know, kind of situation, no matter what the age range.
Yeah,
but below a certain range, you get into, like, you know, breaking the law.
Yeah, but what you're doing here is you're introducing apples and oranges, because if they're over the age of 18 and they violate a university or a college code of conduct or a law or a rule, and there are a lot of places, businesses that say you can't date employees if they're work, you know, you can't date somebody you work with. If you violate a law, then they have every right to discharge you, but the district attorney and the cops are not going to come arrest you for that. If you're under the age, then they're going to have a problem with it. Don't mix one with the other.
Well, that's
you're diluting
true.
Your argument.
That you know,
all right,
what you're
I got to run. Thanks, man.
All
I
right.
appreciate the call. Okay. 8:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Just remember, Scooter Libby should be pardoned because he didn't do anything wrong. There was no crime committed. No, I don't think you and I... There was no victim. I don't think you and I want to get to that point, do we? And, Chris, I respect your opinion, but really, we don't want to be... I don't want to come off like the male Cato Byrne. Traffic with Gina Michael.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not seeing a whole lot of improvement around the metro area. Southbound I-25 continues to have heavy congestion from 120th toward 84th, and then again south of I-70 if you're making your way into the downtown area, 58th to Spear. Eastbound 6 is still stacked up as well, Sheridan toward I-25. Same situation eastbound I-70 in that same area through the I-25 corridor. And, of course, we have a lot of traffic down the northbound lanes of I-25 from University toward Lincoln Broadway. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warm, breezy, high of 70, right now partly cloudy, 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. By phone or in person, hardware or software, no task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with the side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Cheaper used auto. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit cheaperusedautos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. cheaperautos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Com makes it possible for you to get a highly targeted television advertising campaign at a fraction of the cost because SpotRunner airs your commercials only in the specific areas where your customers live.
There was no way that my company could have achieved the reach and targeted advertising that we did without SpotRunner.
Prime time advertising, any time of the day, any channel.
Visit SpotRunner.com or call 888-860-SPOT. That's 888-860-SPOT.
We know it is purely the SpotRunner experience that is helping us drive sales.
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I smell sex and can end it.
8:52, 52 minutes after the hour, partly cloudy. High today, 70. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Rich Masters. We're going to assess the political damage by Gonzalez Gate. We're talking about Tommy Clay, the 17-year-old, the mix-up of the Brighton teacher, the parents' reaction, and the way we look at men and women and sex predators. And here's Brian in Longmont, who's been hanging on. Thank you, Brian, for your patience, and you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, Jay, it's a pleasure to talk to you and John both.
Nice to have you on.
I just wanted to tell you a quick story. I'll be brief, but I grew up in a small town in Colorado, very comparable size to Brighton. And when I was a junior, there was a rumor of a student 2 years older than I that had been having a relationship with one of the teachers. Well, what happened was the teacher eventually ended up getting pregnant, having a child and immediately got a divorce with her husband, who was also a teacher, had two children. They divorced, split up, and then pretty much the rumor completely came out that child belonged to this student.
Whoa. And what did the student do? Did he marry her? I mean,
not at all. He kind of became idolized in the views of most of the men in the school, but he stayed around town. I guess they slowly tried to raise the child together, but from what I know, I don't get back to the hometown very often, but the teacher still works there.
I wonder if he even had to pay any child support.
I'm curious, yes. I've never known.
Because I said this on the air a couple of days ago. I mean, if you impregnate a woman, and even if you're a boy or a man or whatever, I mean, either your family, your parents, or you or somebody should pony up child support.
Oh, I agree.
Instead of shirking your responsibilities.
Right.
But
And it pretty much split up the marriage as well with the teacher who had, like I said, two children before. And then the ironic end of the story is when I was a senior, this same teacher was very flirtatious with myself as well, and it got to the point that the current girlfriend I had in high school was always, you know, skeptical of my relationship with this teacher, ever scared to ever, you know, be alone in the classroom with her, and it kind of rumored around, but I, of course, always stayed away, but...
She was flirtatious with you?
Yes.
Oh, man, well, how old were you then?
Just a senior in high school then. So just 18.
Hmm. That must have been uncomfortable.
Quite. But after knowing she had already had the child with another student, you know, full reason to completely stay away, kind of took a little bit of her credibility away. But at the same time, I was also always drawn in, you know, just being, you know, at that age, it was really hard to avoid at times, you know, because I really could care less for most of the girls I went to school with. All of us didn't get attention from a teacher like this who gave similar answers that they had, you know, similar interests. The teacher would let me borrow movies, you know, several things like that, and, you know, even stop by her house on, you know, personal occasions, but nothing ever came out of it. But at the same time, the temptation was always there, but luckily I knew better than to pursue.
Boy. Yeah. Well, I bet you there's a lot of men out there that are probably asking, why didn't you? Do you ever ask yourself that?
I do, and it just wasn't
the right situation. All right, we're losing you. Brian, thank you, man. Appreciate
Likewise.
It. All right. Let's go to Richard in Rawlings, Wyoming. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say that maybe the parents don't need to be charged with a crime, because I know a lot of times when situations like that happen, you know, people are embarrassed. They're afraid that what the children might do, or if they're possibly running away, committing suicide. You know, you always hear about rape victims that don't want to tell, and people cover it up for a long period of time. So I could see them hesitating for a moment, you know, saying, okay, well, maybe we won't go forward with this.
I think those are all valid points, except in this situation. Look at this. If your kid goes out and holds up a convenience store and you find out about it, you're embarrassed. You're upset. Do you call the cops, or do you sit on it for a while and not say anything?
Well, truth of the matter is, a lot of people do sit on it for a while before they make that, because that's a hard decision to turn your child over to the authorities to happen, unless he's just some kind of a maniac. And usually, even when he's some kind of maniac, they hesitate for a moment because you're giving your child away to the system. So, I can see that what they did. I can see them hesitating for that moment, especially in this type of situation, because, you know, there's kind of a difference between a child picking up a store and a child having sex with, what would be the word, inappropriate sex with somebody. And especially if they're not the instigator, because in all actuality, this child was the victim.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have to call the cops.
I understand where you're going from, and eventually they they did take it to the authorities, you know. And maybe right now, like some of your callers said, they're catching their little 15 minutes of fame on these television shows and stuff like that. But eventually, they did do the right thing.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta get the news, Richard. Thank you, man. Truck safe out there.
All right, have a good one.
All right, brother.
Celebrate the luck of the Irish with AM 760 Progressive Talk on Saturday, March 17th at the 2007 Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade. Check us out along the parade route as we drive by in smart cars provided by Colorado Auto Connection.
Travelocity presents the Hawaii Save 100 Sale.
Surf's up, prices are down.
Get $100 off a flight plus five-night hotel to Hawaii.
$100? Mahalo, Travelocity. Thanks.
Just book by March 30th.
We're going to Hawaii. Blow on the giant shell thingy.
$100 off Hawaii when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. There's breaking news from Washington, where the Food and Drug Administration's issued new requirements for drugs that help millions of people fall asleep at night. Live with CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
Talk to your doctor to see if Ambien CR is right for you.
Whether you take Ambien to sleep or one of a dozen other drugs, such as heavily advertised Lunesta and Rosarum, be aware that the FDA is asking manufacturers to add strong warning labels. The labels would issue alerts to the possibility of severe allergic reactions, as well as what the FDA calls complex sleep-related behaviors. That includes sleep driving, sleep telephone conversations, and sleep eating. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
Well, he may be taking responsibility, but Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez isn't budging in the face of a chorus of Democratic calls for his resignation over the dismissal of federal prosecutors. CBS's Barry Bagnato joins us live.
Nick, he's facing criticism from lawmakers in both parties, but insists the firings were proper and that there was nothing wrong with the White House being involved in them.
Obviously, there was input from the White House. If they received complaints, obviously those complaints would be considered.
Gonzalez tells the CBS Early Show the sin was in the way the matter was handled.
We are working to address that. I'll make sure that it gets corrected.
The White House is resisting efforts to try to force political adviser Karl Rove or others involved to testify on Capitol Hill. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The graying of America is posing a potential cancer care crisis. Projections by the American Society of Clinical Oncology raise the possibility that by 2020 there won't be enough cancer doctors to treat the number of patients who need their help. And Dr. Michael Goldstein, whose task force did the study, says that includes people who survive the disease.
As long as we are producing more survivors, which is a good thing, we need to be prepared to take care of their special needs. And that's another area of strain on the cancer care delivery system.
It's back to class today for children in Enterprise, Alabama. It's the first time since a devastating tornado ripped through the town 2 weeks ago, destroying the high school and killing 8 students. This teacher says there is nothing more important than the well-being of the kids.
I love them. That's the first message, is we love them, and they're our first priority. And we're going to see to their, not only to their instructional needs, but to their emotional needs.
Well, General Motors ended 2006 on an upbeat note, but it wasn't enough to wipe away the red ink by the auto giant.
GM made big money in emerging markets like China, but it only reduced its losses here in North America. CEO Rick Wagner says they'll be talking about competitiveness in this year's negotiations with the UAW.
It is an opportunity to look where we can continue to improve competitiveness and try to do it in a way that works not just for the company, but for the union and the workers.
GM also reduced the number of costly incentives it had to put on its vehicles. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Mixed picture on Wall Street today. The Dow is down 3, the NASDAQ up 3 points. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Hey there, this is your old biker pal, Smokey. I wanted to let you know about the great folks at GEICO. Their motorcycle insurance covers most kinds of bikes, and they have money-saving discounts. I also wanted to let you know that my voice is this deep because of all the bugs I've swallowed out on the open road. And finally, I want to let you know that I've decided to start dating again. Well, see you later.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Hundreds of people are expected to turn out today at the state capitol for a rare hearing on a non-binding resolution criticizing President Bush's decision to send more troops to Iraq. Senators have reserved the capitol's largest meeting room, which holds about 200 people, and another hearing room could be opened if even more show up. A 17-year-old girl is dead, and charges have been filed against another teenage driver after a crash in Lakewood last night involving six people and booze. A car and an SUV collided head-on near the intersection of West Alameda Parkway and West Florida Drive.
People were trapped in the sedan and required fire extrication, which took some time. There were two people in the sedan who were seriously injured.
Sergeant Ken Fisher with Lakewood Police says vehicular homicide charges were filed against the teenage driver of the SUV. Alcohol was involved. And two cross-country skiers are dead, buried in a huge avalanche southeast of Aspen. The victims were among three people skiing near Mount Scheimer, an area popular for skiers and snowmobilers. A helicopter and 19 rescuers responded to the incident. The only survivor is the man who called police. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Northbound 25 Alameda, right shoulder. We've had several vehicles involved in a crash. Again, it is out of traffic lanes, but you're running into that snag right about Logan. Again, that's northbound I-25. Otherwise, it's been a pretty uneventful commute. Haven't had a lot of problems this morning. A lot of traffic still streaming across eastbound C-470 Highlands Ranch and eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Watch out for a mattress in the road westbound I-70 near 270. Weather today, partly.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Good morning, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today, 70, going to be another nice day. And we've been talking on and off all morning this morning about Gonzalez Gate. This is the whole thing with Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. And the White House is in another mess. And we're going to talk to our buddy, Democratic strategist Rich Masters, who is a partner managing director at Corvus Communications. He served for 6 years as a top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. Prior to joining her and her first Senate campaign in 1996, he was an award-winning news reporter and anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and Iowa. Rich, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jay. I sure appreciate it.
And you just got out of a James Carville speech. How was that?
You know, I love James Carville. He's, you know, no matter how many times I've heard him, and I've known him years from Louisiana political campaigns, he always has at least one or two lines to take away. This morning, he was talking about the Democratic field for president, and he says, you know, obviously it's dominated by Obama and Mama. And he said, as a Cajun chef, he said, let me put it this way. He said, Obama needs more seasoning, Mama needs more spice. So I, you know.
I'm sure you agree with that, right?
I do it. But, you know, he has a way of boiling stuff down into, you know, one lines, which is why Americans really love him, and especially why Democrats really love him. He's good to have in a foxhole with you, and a firefight. I've been in many with him.
Wow, that's cool. Even though you know I'm backing Obama, but that's besides the point. All right.
Me too.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, we're on the same page.
We are on the same page on that. I mean, he's, you know, I'm a huge fan. I mean, I think people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. He offers a fresh hope. He offers a new vision. You know, I've seen him speak several times. You know, I grew up in Illinois. Could be prouder of a presidential candidate. I don't see how anyone stops this train right now. He's cut Hillary's lead in half in a month, and by the end of spring, he will be far and away, I think, the front runner. He's just exactly what the Democratic Party needs.
Yeah, and he's just true and genuine, and I've met him many times, and when I worked in Chicago, and I met him when he was a legislator, and I really love him a lot. All right, let's talk about the scandal of the week from the White House. And I don't see it any way.
The week is young. There could be more, Jay.
Yeah, you're right. There probably could be, and there's probably going to be more of this that's going to come out. And I don't know how the people across the aisle. I mean, I don't know how the right wing media and the talking heads and the talk shows are going to try to spin this one. But let's talk about this political damage to the Bush administration. How severe is this?
Well, here's where it is the most severe, is because they're eating their own right now. I mean, this, you know, for Americans who don't pay a whole lot of attention to things like this, federal prosecutors are Republicans appointed by the Republican president. And here you see where 8 or perhaps 9 were fired for not being partisan enough. I mean, it should come as no surprise that these guys have put partisan politics ahead of all else. You know, let me quote my friend Carville again. You know, when Carville came on in the first days of the Clinton administration in 92, right after the win, reporters asked him what job he wanted in the White House. And he said, I wouldn't trust a government that would hire me. He said, I'm a political hack, and that's what I do. And he said, I wouldn't trust the government. I get people elected and let them do what's right by America. But I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to stay that way. What happened is George Bush brought his James Carville, Karl Rove, into the White House and basically turned over all levels of government to a political hack, and now you're seeing the consequences of this. And so for Democrats, need to sit back and watch this. I mean, they're eating their own here. You've got a bunch of Republican prosecutors who were fired because they weren't partisan enough. It's a disgrace. I mean, and again, it goes back to the whole issue that they have put partisan politics ahead of everything else in America, and that's a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, I asked somebody earlier in the show who they thought was the worst of the choices between Alberto Gonzalez, John Mitchell, and Richard Kleindienst, who was with the Justice Department at the time Richard Nixon was in office. And this person said that Gonzalez is getting right up there with John Mitchell.
Well, who would have ever thought, surely not you or I, Jay, but who would have ever thought I longed for the days of John Ashcroft as Attorney General? I mean, you know.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, in the rearview mirror, he looks a heck of a lot better than Gonzalez now. But, I mean, we should have not expected anything more. Let's look at Alberto Gonzalez's trajectory. He was George Bush's Hispanic outreach program when he was in Texas. He was a chief counselor, and he was the reason that everyone thought George Bush was compassionate conservative who understood the needs of Latinos and Hispanic Americans. I mean, that was basically his entire outreach program, brought him to D.C. As the president's lawyer, and he still doesn't understand that he's not the president's lawyer, he's the people's lawyer right now. And so it should come as no surprise to us that he went in. You know, he's not a jurist. I mean, the right wing of the Republican Party and others didn't want him as a Supreme Court nominee. Keep in mind, George Bush had him at the top of the list until people kind of, you know, told him that, you know, he would face huge obstacles. And now I think it's clear why. We see why. This guy is has a very thin resume, ought not be where he is, and is basically told what to do by the political hacks inside the White House, as opposed to actually leading the Justice Department, which is what his job is.
Well, you just answered my other question I was going to ask you, which is, do you think that Alberto Gonzalez is in over his head?
Oh, I think he's in way over his head. You know, let's look, you know, again, say what you want to about John Ashcroft, but he had been Attorney General in Missouri. He had been a United States Senator. He was definitely an adult. Let's look at the previous one, Janet Reno. She, you know, people said her resume was thin, but she had been a prosecutor, had prosecuted crimes, understood the criminal justice system. You know, this is a guy who was a political crony and hack who had been brought along all the way as George Bush's poster child for what compassionate conservatism meant, that he would have the courage to appoint Hispanics to positions of prominence and importance. But he failed to realize that there are a lot of Latinos and Hispanics, even conservatives, who have long resumes and legal histories that Alberto Gonzalez clearly doesn't have. He's in way over his head. He probably should go, but undoubtedly he will not. And the more the media scrutinizes him and the more the people call for his head, the more resolve you're going to see George Bush show in keeping this guy in the position that he's been.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rich Masters, our buddy on the line here, and we're talking about Alberto Gonzalez and this whole federal prosecutor scandal, Gonzalez Gate. Well, you just answered another one of my questions, which is, does he survive? Now, I had somebody, I had Scott Lilly from the Center for American Progress, he'd been on Capitol Hill for about 31 years, on earlier this morning. He said there's a chance he won't. But you say Bush will hang on to him. See, I believe Bush will hang on to him, too, no matter what we say.
Well, I think the more we talk about it, the more, I mean, look, we kept Donald Rumsfeld 3-4 years past a time when he should have gone. I mean, it was clear shortly after the invasion in Iraq that the Pentagon did not like Rumsfeld, that the war was being mismanaged and mishandled. That everyone inside the Beltway, everyone inside the Pentagon couldn't stand him. But the more people called for his head, the stronger Bush got. It wasn't until after the American people stepped up and said, what you're doing in Iraq is wrong, we don't like the policy, that the president acted and got rid of Rumsfeld. And unfortunately, we're not going to have another election that George Bush is going to have to answer to. The only possible way that Bush would decide to let him go is if this becomes a big enough issue where it threatens their majority, you know, where it threatens their ability to get the majority back in either House of Congress, or threatens the future presidential candidates. But let me tell you what, on the grand scheme of failures of this administration, this is going to rank low, unfortunately. Any other administration, a scandal of this sort could bring it down. But as I think I've said before, this is like the Titanic. This is just another huge blow to the hull. And whether it brings it down faster, I don't know. And I think he thinks he's going to hang on. And Bush is a loyal guy. Gonzalez has been with him since Texas. He's going to stay with him. I can't see a scenario in which this president gets rid of this guy.
All right, so once again, we're facing a situation where there's no accountability.
There is no accountability. I mean, we're in the situation with a lame duck president. And, you know, let's say he gets rid of him. Then we've got another 6 months of hearings on, you know, the potential replacement, and then we're into the middle of the presidential year. It's not going to happen. No accountability. Now, Congress now is controlled by Democrats, and, you know, you saw the first of many hearings last week, and you are hearing Republicans, even like, you know, Alan Spector of Pennsylvania, saying, you know, there was huge mistakes here. And there will be some internal party pressure to get rid of this guy, because they're, you know, the Republicans in Congress are facing, a re-election battle in 2008, which is going to be difficult for them. And anything that makes it more difficult, and this will make it more difficult for them, they're going to start speaking out. But again, the president has no accountability because he's on his way out, and I think Gonzalez stays.
Hmm. What about Roe? Does he end up on the Hill testifying, or do they successfully fight that off?
Well, they're going to try to fight it off. I mean, they're going to talk about executive privilege, and they're going to trot out all the golden oldies that have been trotted out by every Republican administration since Nixon, executive privilege. But I certainly hope that Karl Rove is called on the carpet, called to testify. We've only seen the tip of the iceberg on this. You know, the emails and letters, you know, Rove says that he was not in favor of firing all of them, but he was in favor of firing some of them. And there's no question that the critical link that the Attorney General of the United States of America, think about this, Jay. The Attorney General of the United States of America was waiting for a directive from basically the top political operative in the White House to say who stays and who goes. Not are they doing their jobs. Not are they prosecuting people. I mean, in many cases, these Republicans were prosecuting Republicans as well as Democrats. They were doing their job, and they got and they were bumped aside because they weren't partisan enough. Can you imagine if the situation reversed and Janet Reno had fired 7 or 8 Democratic prosecutors because they were not aggressively prosecuting voter suppression techniques, which go on every, you know, you and I know what they are, Jay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Republican efforts to intimidate voters, primarily African-American and Latino voters, to intimidate them, to get them not to turn out to the polls. You know, and there can be several great cases made for that. But you didn't see Janet Reno breathing down the necks of federal prosecutors to try to go after these voter suppression roles, because she understood that her job was not political. She is the United States' top lawyer, not the president's political lawyer. Big difference.
You know what? I can't disagree with what you're saying. There is a big difference there. All right. Last question here. If you're advising George W. Bush, wouldn't you tell him to dump Gonzalez to get it off the front pages?
Well, clearly, this is the last thing this president needs right now. You know, you saw some polls show that there's a slight uptick from 29% approval to 31 or 32, which is actually margin of error. But the last thing you need is another scandal. And more importantly for Republicans, and were I to be advising President Bush right now, the last thing the Republican Party needs going into 2008 is to be splintered in 100 different directions. And that's where they're headed right now. They're headed to an even bigger disaster. They have an anti-immigration wing that is ready to bolt and split off. They have a nominee, a potential frontrunner for the nominee Rudy Giuliani, who is far to the left of all of the social agenda of the Republican base of the party. You know, Rudy Giuliani is further to the left on guns than I am, for goodness sakes. You know, he's pro-choice, he's pro-gay rights, and so now you've got social conservatives who are uneasy, you've got the anti-immigration people who are uneasy, and now you have the specter of at least 7 different jurisdictions. You now have top Republicans. You don't get to be a federal prosecutor in your area, whether that's New Mexico or Arkansas. You don't get to be there unless you're a top Republican in that state or a top, you know, member of the president's party. So now all 7 or 8 of these federal prosecutors who have been canned, you have in all of these jurisdictions, all, by the way, critical election states in the next election, you've got them who are uneasy with the party hierarchy in Washington. So the biggest danger for the administration is I would absolutely advise him to cut Gonzalez, do it quickly, do it fast, get it over with, and try to mend those fences. Because if they want a chance of taking back the Senate and taking back the House and electing a Republican president, which is obviously their goal, they've got to do it in a unified fashion. And right now, they're more disorganized and splintered than I've ever seen a party since perhaps the Democrats were in the 70s.
Yeah, and I'll tell you somebody else's name who's surfaced now. Ron Paul, there's rumblings that he may lead a libertarian effort for the presidency, which would further complicate things, too.
Oh, he absolutely would. He could pull the same kind of votes that you saw Nader pull off of Gore in 2000, and that's not an insignificant thing. You now there is complete unease, and now Fred Thompson is now talking about getting into the race. You have Chuck Hagel, who is an anti-war Republican, mulling over a potential presidential race. You know, the Republican nominee, here's a prediction I will make, is that the Republican nominee is not in the field right now. We do not know who the Republican nominee is. The people who are out there running right now are stalking horses. They all intend on being president, but I just don't see how any of them galvanize it, which is why you see Fred Thompson and Chuck Hagel and Ron Paul and these other guys that are out there, because there is huge dissatisfaction within their party, which bodes extraordinarily well for Democrats. By and large, Democrats are happy with Obama or Mama. You know, they are happy with those choices. And that bodes very, very well for us going into the 2008 cycle, both for keeping the House and Senate as well as taking the presidency.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Rich, as always, you're the man. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having me, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, man.
All right. There's Rich Masters, Democratic strategist, and his take on Gonzales Gate, which is what we got going on. Hey, by the way, tomorrow at 7 a.m., we're going to have, and I hope I can pronounce this guy's name correctly, it's Simcha Yakovich. Oh, I'm sorry, Simcha Yakovich. He's one of the guys, one of the authors of the Jesus Tomb findings. That's tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And then at 8, we'll talk to Lily Tomlin. Plus, we'll give you a chance to win Lily Tomlin tickets. That's all coming up. Right now, we're going to check traffic, and then we're going to open phones.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
to walk over Washington slave quarters. Discover the story behind The Secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 927, 27 minutes after the hour. Partly cloudy, high today 70. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's good to have you along. We've got open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I didn't say anything about Bush being in Mexico. Well, it's been overshadowed by the Gonzalez Gate situation, but he's down there giving speeches. People are protesting, and it's like anything else. He's never going to deliver on anything he says. Oh, yeah, and the Mayans had to cleanse that site that he walked over because he left negative energy there. But it's almost as if you, to a certain extent, start tuning him and Dick Cheney out. Because you can't believe anything they say anyway, and then on top of that, it's like you just feel like enough is enough. Andrea in the Boulder. Andrea, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I want to talk about the sexual abuse of children, and my feeling is that I have a friend who's a therapist who has treated a lot of people who were abused when they were children, and also has treated people who have abused children. And what he says is that virtually all of the child abusers were abused as children. And I remember seeing Deborah LaFave interviewed on TV and her saying that she was abused as a child. And I wish that that was discussed openly, and I'd love to have you have an expert on the subject on your program sometime. You know, I just feel that we really need to factor in how these people were victimized also, and I certainly wouldn't ever say that they don't need to be kept away from children. I think they absolutely do if they're likely to do that, but I really think that we need to factor that in if we're talking about it openly.
I agree. You talk to them, and what you'll find is they have that in their background. But you know something? The problem with that is that at some point when you get older and you realize or you know that you have a problem because you damn well know it's against the law and you know that society doesn't condone it, you do have somewhat of a responsibility to get yourself help.
Well,
and when you don't follow through with that, that puts you in a pretty precarious situation as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, I would agree. I think that also you have to ask yourself, how much help does society offer?
Well, ma'am, you know what? I've been involved in mental health for 27 years now, and I started out by having to avail myself of the public health system because I didn't have any money, but I found a way to get help. Was it the best help there was? No, but at least I started down that path, and I have a really deep, deep, deep feeling that if I can find my way in there, that unless you are severely, I mean, you're schizophrenic or you have something else going on there, you can find your way in. You can make it happen. You may not get 100% of what you want in the beginning, and you may not get what you consider to be the red carpet treatment, but you can get it. You can get help because I got it.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, ideally, certainly, these people would be seeking out help, but I think that a lot of their ability to do that depends on the severity of the abuse they endured as children, the age at which they were abused.
I still don't find that to be to be an excuse.
I'm not trying to make an excuse. I think that they ought to be kept away from children.
I don't go along with that because many of these people, if you look at their lives, they're leading, many of them are leading some portion of their lives normally. Okay? I mean, they know and they understand, because I've had them on the air before and talked to them, they know and they understand that what they're engaged in, what they're doing is against the law. Everybody, to a certain extent, has some degree of personal responsibility for their situation.
I agree with that.
And I have no feelings at all for child molesters and sexual predators. I could care less about them. And I know that a lot of people are going to, and you may think I'm crazy, but I would take them, I would stick them in the middle of a desert, I wouldn't give a damn about them.
Well, by that, what do you mean? You mean you'd kill them?
No, I'd just leave them out there. I'd never allow them to integrate back into society ever again.
Well, I mean, like I've said, I really think that they need to be kept away from children. And if that means prison, that means prison. But I really think that we need to, you know, talk much more openly. And possibly if we were talking about it a lot, that the fact that predators were abused as children.
I understand that.
There'd be many more children coming forth about their abuse in time that they could get the help they need. Parents wouldn't want to hide it so much.
I don't disagree with what you're saying there, and I think we ought to have a discussion as a whole in the society about mental health, and we ought to bring it out and put it out more in the open. But still, I go back to what I say, which is all of us have a certain responsibility, and you don't use that responsibility, and you don't come forward when you're an adult, when you're out of your parents' house, when you're a certain age, then I just don't have much feeling.
Well,
listen, I've got to go get the traffic, Andrea. I appreciate the call. Very good call, and I hope you'll call again.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. It's 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, we haven't had any highway wrecks all morning, and now we're dealing with this late morning problem. Northbound 25 at Alameda had multi cars involved in that. It's off on the right shoulder, and we're seeing some pretty heavy slowing back behind this all the way into the bridges, so just be aware of that. One of your last low pockets as well, downtown, southbound 25, 58 to Spear, and we have a lot of traffic on that westbound I-70 ramp to I-25. Weather today, partly cloudy and warm, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy, 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
KeyBank encourages you to choose your save day. Then take the money you would have spent that day and don't.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
In 1989,
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Baseball bed, now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every night. Dual Air Chambers and Sleep Number Bed offer you the best option and comfort with reduced pressure points, plus each side of the bed adjusts independently, so each of you can have your own sleep number. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number Beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy, and backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Join Select Comfort for their 20th birthday sale, and you'll get a gift. Visit a Select Comfort store today. Ask about the biggest savings of the year on all Sleep Number beds. You can save up to $275. So see a Select Comfort store near you, and we got a bunch of them here along the Front Range. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations of Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Three more days. Girl, you know I will be coming home.
Good morning, 9:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy. High today, 70. Another nice day along the Front Range. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. By the way, I want to mention this. Media conglomerate Viacom is going to sue YouTube for $1 billion, claiming that the video sharing site had built its business by using the internet to willfully infringe copyrights on a huge scale. Other media companies have also major concerns about YouTube, but Viacom is the first really big major media operation to sue them. They have agreements to use clips with CBS and NBC and Universal and the British Broadcasting Corporation. And YouTube has been a quickly fast-growing startup until the deep-pocketed internet search behemoth Google scooped up the company for $1.76 billion. And, man, I hope YouTube doesn't shut down. How many of you love YouTube? Boy. I'll tell you, I could sit in front of my computer and watch video clips on YouTube, and I could do it all frickin' day. I really, really love YouTube. So I hope that Viacom, in some way, shape, or form, will come to an agreement with them and that they don't blow them out. $1 billion. Ouch. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, you want to comment on YouTube, do so. I meant to get to that earlier in the morning. Let's go to Ernie in Denver. Ernie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I wanted to touch on this subject about the seductive older ladies and the seductive older men and the younger you know, the younger people. I am a victim of that. I was 17. I had just turned 17. You know, I knew this girl from, you know, a while back, and, you know, I knew her mom and all this other stuff, but I'm going to get right to the chase here. Her mom had asked me to come over, you know, hang out, so I did. One thing led to another. Ended up having sex with this woman. She was 32 years old. And, you know, she got pregnant. You know, ended up moving in with her. After she told me she had gotten pregnant, she had told me the news that, you know, she popped a hole in the condom, and, you know, that kind of sent me in a psychological tailspin.
Jeez, that's a terrible thing to say to somebody.
Okay, that's not even the half of it, brother. You know, so I dealt with it, you know. I was 17, you know. I was like, okay, fine, you know, I have, you know, have to be a man and try to, you know, do what I can to, you know, help raise this kid. Okay, the kid comes, you know, and, you know, just trying to find ways out of this situation, you know. Okay, you know, things weren't working out with us, you know. I had to, you know, find a way to leave. You know, didn't really have anywhere to go, you know, didn't want to go back to my parents' house. My parents knew what was going on with the situation and everything. You know, I don't blame them, you know, for, you know, not stopping it. I blame myself just because of the fact that, you know, I alone, you know, took this upon myself to do this with this woman and, try to be a man, you know, but I wasn't a man. I was 17, you know. She enticed me with everything, you name it, concert tickets, alcohol, drugs, you know, just buying me things, you know, trying to buy my affection, buy my love, you know. It didn't, you know, that was fine and then, you know, dandy, but, you know, it just wasn't who I was. You know, I wasn't ready to be a father. I told Turk, you know, that there were times where I would get so depressed that I would, you know, self-mutilate myself. Cut my arms, you know, slash my legs.
Did you try to get any help for this?
I went and saw a psychiatrist for a couple weeks, you know, but it just didn't seem to help. You know, they just sat there nodding their head, writing in their little notepad, you know, and I said, no, I can't do this anymore. Tried killing myself, put a gun to my head once. Never will I ever do that again. But I just want people to know the psychological effects of this on me is, every time these people come back into my life, you know, I pay child support on this kid, too. I have no relationship with this kid at all.
Why? Let me ask you, why no relationship?
He chose to go another path. You know, he, you know, didn't want nothing to do with me. I tried to be there for him.
So he rejected you, in other words?
He rejected me, you know, and I said, fine. You know, you don't want, you know, to be a part of my life, fine, you know, that's fine, you know. But I do pay child support on him every month. I'm paying back child support on him. You know, when we went to court, you know, for child support, and when, you know, they were telling me that I needed to pay $10,000 back in back child support, and I just blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, where are my rights? Where were my rights when she, you know, took it upon herself to get pregnant by a 17-year-old kid? And I told the judge that, you know, where are my rights? Oh, what did they do? They slashed the back child support in half from $10,000 to $5,000, you know. And like I said, you know, when these people, every time they come back into my life and, you know, they want something out of me, you know, I get depressed. I don't want to work. I try to find places to run to, you know. And
all right, let me make a couple of suggestions and an observation here. First of all, how old is your child?
He'll be 18 this year.
Okay, let me tell you something. At some point in his life, he'll come into yours in a good, positive way. He'll come looking for you. You know, my father disappeared when I was 6. And I was told bad things about him by my mother. And I was angry at him for years and years and years and years and years. And he was ready to find me. As a matter of fact, he found me. But before he could do anything about it, he died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long story as to how I found out about all of this. Point being that I have a hole in my heart now from not really having my father.
Right.
At some point, every kid goes looking for their parents. Now, some don't, but most do. That's number one. Number two, if you're paying child support, you're doing the right thing. And number three, what you need to do, and I want you to seriously consider this, is you need to get into therapy. And here's why. Because you got to iron this stuff out, Ernie, so that when they do come into your life, it doesn't paralyze you. You can handle what's going on, and to some degree, you can get past it because it's holding you back. And running won't do you any good. I've ran all my life, man, and I'll tell you something. You know what you find out? That no matter where you run, that stuff follows you.
Right.
And if you don't get it straightened out within yourself, it doesn't make any difference what happens to you along the way. It doesn't make any difference how much money you make. It doesn't make any difference how successful you are. None of that makes any difference, because what will end up happening is you won't be happy. And on top of that, what you'll end up doing is you'll make some stupid move and throw it away. So I don't know what your status is now. Are you married?
No, I live with my girlfriend. I have a daughter. I have a 9-year-old daughter.
All right, you also owe it to your 9-year-old daughter and your girlfriend. You owe it to them to get straight, to get things straightened out. And so if I were you, I would go through the motions. Do you have a primary care physician?
No, I don't. I can't afford insurance.
You don't have insurance?
No. I can't afford it.
Okay, then
with the child support and all the other things going on.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. What about your daughter? Does she have insurance?
Yeah, my daughter's got insurance.
Oh, through your girlfriend, right?
No, through her mom. Her mom lives on one side of town. I live with my girlfriend. My daughter don't live with me. She lives with her mom.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying. All right, there is an avenue for you to go through, and I just thought of somebody who knows. Okay, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay, you need to send me an email. You go to am760.net. You go to my page. It'll say instant message.
Okay.
And you need to send me an email and go, hey, dummy, this is Ernie. We had this conversation, and what I'll do is I'll tap the source I know who knows what to do about this kind of stuff and knows about the public health system and knows how to get help, and I will arrange it for you.
Okay.
How's that?
I will definitely send you an email tonight.
All right, man. We love you. And
all right.
Life's a struggle, brother, but you know what? What other choice do we have?
Yeah, I hear you, man. You know, it's just hard, you know, knowing that, you know, I pay out this house for, you know, and for someone that I have no relationship with.
But you will. But that will change. You have to have faith. That will change. You have to have faith. Meanwhile, the thing to do now is fix Ernie.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Okay?
Okay, Jay. I will definitely email you tonight and get some info.
All right, man. We love you.
All right, love you too, guys, man. You guys take care.
Take care.
Peace. Bye.
9:50. 50 minutes after the hour, Rick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, we're still dealing with slow traffic on northbound I-25 due to this accident at Alameda. It's off to the shoulder, but it's still sitting there catching some looks, so it's pretty tight, pretty crowded back into the bridges. Start slowing down a little past Downing approaching Emerson. Once you get past that, decent drive across downtown. Southbound ineffective, so a pretty good drive from the downtown area to the tech center. And the rest of the highways are in good shape. I-70 looks pretty good on both sides of town. It worries on 225 or on 470 or 6th Avenue. And the trip on the turnpike looks pretty good at the moment as well. Weather forecast, a few more clouds around today and a little cooler, but still a high near 70 ain't bad. Cloudy, few showers possible tonight, though, with a low of 33, and then cooler tomorrow, few showers possible, a high in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 49 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, put zero down and make no payments for 6 months.
I have been a vegetarian my whole life.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Some guy offered me $50 to eat a buffalo wing, but I refused. I was like, I'm not putting my morality on the line for your $50.
Her Match.com username is Komnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
The SpotRunner experience that is helping us drive sales.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My man Robert. I can listen to him all day.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were
all. All right, you can't play music indefinitely. As much as I'd like to. 9:54, 54 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy, high today of 70. And just a P.S. to you, Ernie, out there listening. You're not alone, man, and there's so much that I'd love to tell you. I'd love to tell people. I'd love to tell you that are listening. There's so much I'd like to tell you, but I can't do it for two reasons. One, because of time, and two, because, well, it's just not stuff you, I guess, you'd talk about publicly. But, Ernie, hang in there, bro. Let's go to Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call up in regards to this conversation going on. Ernie's a great example of some of the gender biases and sexual morals that have been commented on. And I wanted to point out that a lot of that actually really has to do with biological implications. It's not just necessarily the sex, but the consequences of the sex, obviously pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. On the one hand, you know, with pregnancy, it's created a culture, a history in this society of gender bias where the woman is fairly well incapacitated while she's gestating. And that created the man as the provider culture that we've had. On the other hand, with sexually transmitted diseases, you've got sex as an evil thing, and that's gone all the way back in in history with the Christians and venereal diseases, things like that. The other nice thing about it, though, is that the one thing in this world that has any hope whatsoever of, you know, settling these problems, these biological issues, and getting man past that is technology. I would assert that technology, for instance, and labor-saving devices are key to women's liberation and equal rights for females. And it's the only thing that can possibly do things like safe contraceptives and getting rid of sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, the two problems we have here is, number one, and you know who they are, I don't have to name them, keep beating the drums about sex education, about how evil it is, and about all of these things about how evil they are, and you know who they are, and I don't have to tell you. And then we have another thing. How about this? How about a parent sit down and do something really novel? Okay? How about if they teach their sons to respect women and to look at women as being equals and not below them and not just somebody who could be a sexual partner, but also the idea, too, that it's not wrong to say to a woman or to think about a woman that you're good-looking, but the thing is, because that's natural, but the thing is, how about this? How about teaching them the ultimate in respect? That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Russ, I got to go, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow, the Jesus Tomb Concert.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250.